Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. The point was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. It's 9:32 a.m. in California. That's right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We are the number one show. That means I'm number one because who wants to be a number two? Doesn't work out that way. I have two of the best morning crew listening. Three. Laverne Vernie. Get a shout out to her. Good morning. And, of course, Miss Pat's in the studio today. I'll give a shout out to her, and I know David King is listening, and other people are listening. I just want to give a shout out to our morning crew. Best of the best. Nobody's better than them. Well, we're back here again. It won't go away. Transgenders. Here we go. We knew this was going to happen. We knew it. Everybody knows it. I'm waiting for boxing or wrestling or something like that they're going to really get hurt. Here we go. Title, People Are Furious as Track Star Sues After Losing to a Transgender Girl. Yeah. Throughout her track career, former Connecticut High School track star, high school. I think this is where they start making their transition, probably in a junior year. You know what I mean? Sophomore year, they're still filling out the school. The junior year, they feel comfortable. They got some friends. They got some support. So I'm thinking around 11th grade is when this real stuff becomes serious. So it's this high school girl. And she's a transgender. So apparently this other girl, her name is Chelsea, who is a biological girl. She lost more than 20 races from this he-she. Poor girl. When you're in, I play sports in high school, and you keep losing, and you're the best of the best, but you keep losing to someone. But they're usually in your same sexes. It's kind of hard to win against a transgender girl. So she claimed it was a direct result of the state's policy allowing transgender girls to compete in a girls' track event, and she decided to sue. Does she have a right to sue? See, here's where it gets difficult. That's our main story. But there's the news is really weird. The news is getting crazy. So we're going to get back to our main story. And we got 4 or 5 people coming in there, and I'm going to mute everybody. Don't go away because we're going to hear the news. It gives you guys a chance to relax, do the dishes, drink a coffee, go to the bathroom and everything. So I'm going to mute you guys because we're going to hear the story. Don't leave. And listen to this news story. This blew me away, and it's happening. I guess it was a plane crash. The mother, the father died. We're going to hear the story. But they found these, I guess, 3 kids in the jungle after 40 days, and they're alive. This is a phenomenon. Do-do-do-do-do. Phenomenon. Do-do-do-do. It's a real phenomenon. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It's a phenomenon. Listen to this story. I'm going to mute everybody. We're coming back, but don't hang up. Listen to the story. All right, here we go. This is interesting. Let me get it. Here it is. Check this out. And you cannot tell me there's not a God. Well, then you say, well, there's a God. He would have saved the parents. Okay, shut up. Listen to this story. You can't hear the story.
Crashed in the Colombian Amazon jungle. The children, including a 1-year-old, are being treated in the hospital. Officials say they are doing okay.
I'm going to try this again. Hold on. Okay, here we go. It's not working. Of course it's not working.
Days after a small plane they were in crashed at 40 days and they were found alive. 40 days after a small plane they were in crashed in the Colombian Amazon jungle. The children, including a 1-year-old, are being treated in the hospital. Officials say they are doing okay. New details about the rescue of 4 indigenous children who were found 40 days, and they were found alive, 40 days after a small plane they were in crashed in the Colombian Amazon jungle. The children, including a 1-year-old, are being treated in the hospital. Officials say they are doing okay. If you're hearing us and not seeing it, that volunteer was talking about that the children, all they wanted was rice pudding and bread. They wanted to eat and eat. And I want to show you right now a gentleman on the screen who is a dear friend of mine, a colleague of ours, who I have been working with for 36 years now. Rafael Povea joins us now from Bogota. Rafael, talk to me about this incredible, I mean, people are calling it a miracle. 4 kids, kids survived for 40 days in the jungle?
Wow. Yes, we'll say 2 miracles happened here. The first one, surviving a plane crash where the 3 adults died, including the pilot, and also the mother of these 4 children, and also being rescued 40 days later. Now, here is something that is important. In this community, indigenous community, where they live in the middle of the Colombian Amazon jungle, since they are 5 years old, boys and girls, are taken to the jungle. They learn what to eat, what fruits are poisonous, what roots they can eat, and also what they can fish and how they can fish. That's why, after staying next to the plane for 4 days, they began looking for a water creek to get food and to try to get a bigger river. Now, that did not happen. They stayed circling around, just surviving out of something called farinha, which is like a powder that they eat in their everyday diet. They had some little water, they have a soda, but they, in the jungle, they learn how to get water from the leaves, and they managed to survive. Something important, special forces through helicopters began throwing them like medical kits with food. They found one, and that helped them for 15 days. But at the end, they were tired. Fortunately, they stopped. So the girl, when she was found by an indigenous volunteer, she was holding her one-year-old sister, and next to her, there was a nine-year-old girl, and then kind of hiding in the jungle, there was the boy who is 4 years old, and they were asking for sausages, for food, but of course, they couldn't provide him anything. They have to be taken to the hospital, and now they are doing fine.
Rafa, let me ask you, what about Wilson the dog? That's also something that a lot of people are worried about.
What is that? I'm sorry?
The dog. There's a dog that is missing that the forces, when they first came to
search
for these
children. Wilson. Now, this is important. Leslie, who is the 13-year-old girl, she made some drawings and showing the Wilson, the dog, was with them for a couple of days and then disappeared. Now, the General Pedro Sanchez says, we are looking for this hero, which is called Wilson. We are not going to leave him in the jungle. Now, four dogs were lost in this huge search operation. Something important. They circle with choppers. They have these huge megaphones with the grandmother of the kids talking in their language, saying to stay put. Now, they have like that yellow tape around with whistles just in case they got there, they could whistle. That didn't happen. But fortunately, nowadays, they are alive. Now, this is what General Pedro Sanchez, who commanded all this operation, now he's going to be the godfather of the small girl.
Amazing. Rafa from Rafa Poveda from Bogota. Thank you very much, my friend. Un placer verte, hermano.
Wow. Wow, there you go. I mean, my God, kid, 5 years old and everything, surviving in the jungle. I mean, if it was me, I'd be eating somebody. I don't care who, I'm eating somebody. I mean, that reminds me of the story that I was lost in the bush for a while. Yep, I didn't know how I was going to survive, but she came and I went home. Yeah. Let's say hello to, hello, Patty Patty.
Hi.
Hi, baby. Unbelievable, right? All those children.
It is,
I mean,
but they were indigenous kids. They had a better chance than regular kids.
Wow. I know. Still five and 1 year old and just how the spirit to survive is alive, you know? Your instincts kick in, and you try to survive. Wow. Reminds me of the song, I'm a Survivor, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, there you go. Now, before we get to our main story, I promise you that we got 3 hours. I got to do this. We got 3 hours. 3 hours. And I'm here, and the reason I'm here, my mouth is a little sore. Don't you think? You guys are so nasty. No, it's because of dental work. So I may not sound as sexy as I am. I am my voice. Yeah. Oh, you lucky ladies, you. Now, if you're into dental talk, here you go. For my dental talk audience who think it's sexy to go to the dentist and talk like, blah, 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 that's for you.
What'd they do to you, anyhow?
Oh, they did everything. I think they even explored me anal. I don't know.
I see.
They did. Before I went, I don't do sedatives. I don't do drugs. I don't like to take pills, but I took some Xanax, 3 of them. You know, so I walked in there and like, bleh. And they go, okay, just relax. And I think I almost fell asleep. No. I need you to open your mouth. Leave me alone. In a nice chair. Good chair. Oh, Pat, I'll tell you off the air what they did to me. It's horrible. It was horrific. They should arrest him. I don't know why he's up there running loose among us, that dentist. Death dentist.
Well, you'll be happy you did it in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's what she said.
It is, eh?
Yeah. And I got lucky because I had a dental assistant, and she had big breast assist, so I was just staring at her cleavage all day, and they were moving. And I needed to focus on something, right? So I just stared at it and went, ooh, I would like to dive into that pool. And as she was putting on the, you know, she was saying spit and everything, go, oh, kinky. And I saw this on Pornhub. Okay, baby. You know, that dentist dirty talk. Now spit, Brian. Okay, baby. How's it? And the stuff running down my chin and everything. I go, I'm sexy, right? She goes, oh, yeah, you look real good. Thank you. You know how that works. She's a freak. Did you miss me, Pat? Did you miss me not being on the air?
I did. I was wondering if you were okay.
Yeah, thank you. But now, between that and a cold, and I got like the flu that knocked me out, and I was on Sudafed. You know, I went to the, it was really weird, Sudafed. I mean, I had it as a kid. You know, you take Sudafed, you have a cold, done. So I go to the pharmacist. I said, okay, I want some Sudafed. And then it was almost like a drug deal. And the nurse, or the lady at the CVS, she waved me over. I'm going, oh, what's going on here? I'm getting some good stuff. You know, she go, come here, come here. I go, okay. You know, it's like, wow, drug deal. And she says, You can go over the counter and get some Sudafed, but it's PM, PM, P as in Paul, M as in Mary. I go, yeah, I got that. That's what I want. She goes, no, you don't. I go, no, I don't. She goes, you want some Sudafed? I go, yeah, I do. I sounded like it was a drug deal. It really did. And she goes, that's what you want. I go, yeah. She goes, what are your symptoms? I said, you have a clogged nose. I can't breathe. You know, that kind of thing, you know. She goes, yeah, yeah, I can recommend something. And I'm looking, you know, around like I'm going to get busted by the feds, and people are in line staring at me. I go, they're watching us. She goes, what? Oh, nothing. She goes. So she goes, I could take the Sudafed, because you can't get it over the counter. You can't. You have to go through the pharmacist to get this. This is the stuff. And I said, okay. And then I go, well, I'll go pay for it up front. She goes, oh, no, you can't do that. And I go, I can't do that. She goes, no, you got to pay for it here. I go, I got to pay for it here. She goes, why are you repeating everything? I say, I don't know. So I paid for it there. And I gave her a wink, and she looked at me like I was some kind of crazy person going to call security. I go, I'm getting the hell out of here with my Sudafed. So I got it. And I could only get this Sudafed behind the counter. It's that strong. And you would not believe. So I'm one of these people that reads the label of things. You know, they tell you this. They tell you the side effects of things. And the side effects is not that good on this one. So I'm looking at the side effects. Can cause hallucinations. I go, hallucinations? How can
it go?
Yeah, it goes, they warn you not to drive with it because it can cause imaginary things, hallucinations, and temporary blindness, you know. I'm reading this stuff, and I'm still there, and I wish I was up. You would be surprised with this side effects, is, right? And this is just Sudafed. And then I'm saying, I'm still there, I'm looking, I go, okay, I'm in line reading this. Then I'm saying hallucinations, side effects, kidney stuff, partial blindness, dislocation, you don't know where you are, blah, blah, blah. I'm going, one momento. So I go out of the line, and I wave my drug dealer. Psst, hey, pharmacist, come over here. So she comes over. I said, I'm looking at these side effects here. They're not good. I mean, hallucinations and everything. I don't even know if I'm talking to you real. I could be talking to a stone right now. She goes, no, I'm real. I go, okay, checking. So I'm talking to her, and I'm saying, look at these side effects, you know, hallucination, blah, 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 blah. She goes, and she says this to me, don't worry. That's rare stuff. It happens rarely. It doesn't happen normally. We have to put everything down. I go, but even if it happens rare, it still happens. She goes, but it's very rare. somebody experienced this, though. What makes me different? I might be the rare guy, you know? She goes, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I mean, you'll be fine. I go, okay. I'm like a little bitch, right?
You're a chicken.
I am. I don't want to take that, and all of a sudden I'm seeing jaws and everything in my sleep and hallucinations. I'm talking to things, and I'm thinking it's ghosts and it's just the medication. I'm saying, oh, man. So I took it, and I'm talking to you, instant decongestant, man. It just clears you right up and go, this shit is good. And I didn't experience any hallucination unless I'm pretending to be on the air, but I think I'm okay. But it was good. So between that, dental work and stuff like that, you know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say? It was just my mouth was a mess. It was a mess. Yeah, I mean, if you had to put my mouth as a person, I'd be, you know, autism 8. Even other autism guys would not even play with me. But that was it. So I couldn't come on the radio because you wouldn't understand me anyway, unless you're into that kind of thing. And then I'm sure there's a large group of audience are into autism sex. So what the hell, new audience. There you go. Let me ask you a question. This came up, Pat. This came up.
Okay.
And this is a serious question. You love the guy you're with. You love him very much. I know,
yeah.
You know everybody has their little problems, but you love him. So I ask,
yeah.
I ask this question. It's like, let's say, God forbid, and now this is just an imaginary thing. I'm not even going to,
okay.
You know, if you're superstitious, I'm not even going to say the name. I'm just going to put it out there in the universe.
No, go ahead. I'm not superstitious.
Okay. Let's say, God forbid, something happened to him. Let's say he stroked, okay?
Yeah.
God forbid.
Yeah.
Now, in this stroke, he's incapacitated. You know, it's a word. People should look it up.
And
you know,
would
he hang in there?
Well, two questions.
There's two questions. Now, he doesn't have language anymore. He's at stroke. You know, he can only talk in sounds. Anyway, first, would you hang in there, knowing that, you know, we want to live our life, and we have more behind us than we have ahead of us, if you know what I'm saying. We have more life behind us than we did. Okay, you know the thing. So you have a choice to spend the rest of your life, the rest of your remaining years as a caretaker, or you could put them into a nice facility that takes care of men like that, take care of people like that, and visit when you can. What do you do?
Keep him.
Would you really?
Yeah, he was going to keep me when I was, when they told me I was in the coma, they said I'd never walk again. They said I might not have a brain. You know, he was going to stick. So I'd stick.
Really?
With him.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, if you put him in, you got to take care of him, and anybody who's a caretaker out there, God bless you. It's hard work being a caretaker. It is freaking hard work, and every minute, every day, morning, noon, and night, you're on for, you know, turning that person, dressing that person, showering that person, cooking. It's not even children fall asleep once in a while, and you got that little nap time where you have free. But when you're taking care of a person who have needs and they're complaining, it is horrendous. And doing that every freaking day, but you have a facility that is specialized in taking care of someone and making sure they have their needs, that maybe they can do things
at immense cost, honey. At immense.
But no, let's say it's free. Forget the cost. This is your option. This is you know, you're in Canada, so it's free to the country, it's free to the state, you know, socialized medicine. It's free. What do you do?
I would try.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You're a good person. I said that to Cindy, my girlfriend. She says, I'm putting you in a home. What? You're giving up on me?
What?
Honey. Yeah, she goes, well, I can take care of you. you know, I got it, my job, I got this, and you would need too much attention, and I wouldn't know how to do it. He goes, no, you're going. She started shopping for facilities on just the hypothetical. Okay, what are you doing? I'm just looking at homes, just as a future reference. I go, stop it. I'm serious. She said that I'm going to put you in a home. And I said, why? And she says, because they would care for you. They can give you what I can't, make you comfortable. And I asked her, how often will you visit? When I get a chance. I go, holidays? She goes, depend on the holidays. I go, damn. So then I said, okay, she's just joking. So I did another survey with her daughter. Her daughter's 38, you know. She's a grown-ass woman. And I said, and she's married. And I said, same situation with your husband. And then she said, oh, I would put him in a home. I go, what? She goes, that's a lot of work. I go, what? Yeah. They could take care of him. And I go, wow. Wow. All right. Part two of the question now, okay? He's home. You made the decision, okay? You can't return him like a recycle bottle, okay?
Yeah.
Here's part two. Now he's brain dead. Well, you know, when you have a stroke, you're
a care facility.
Oh, there is a limit here. Wow.
No, if there was brain death, yeah,
right.
I couldn't do that because it'd be impossible for me.
Really?
I'm disabled.
Well, let's just say they get a nurse 24/7. They even have a nurse that will live in with you and everything. The state provides that, but he still can't communicate.
That would be fine. That would be fine.
You would still keep him?
Yeah.
Okay, no nurse. It's just you and him, and he has brain damage because of the stroke. What do you do?
I'd have to have somebody come in.
You know, that's the same thing as my girlfriend. But here's the question. Could you make love to him even if he had no language and he was brain damaged and he uses her song like, could you do it?
Well, do you want the truth? Nothing
yes.
happened in 15 years.
Wow.
Due
what
to
do you mean?
Health problems.
Oh,
due
really?
To health problems. Yes.
You haven't had sex in 15 years?
I didn't say that. I said
oh, okay. Nothing happened with him and you. My okay. Oh my god. Okay. So in 15 years, you have not got a poke from him, right?
No. No.
Wow. Was there any oral going on? I mean, could he use his tongue or is that anything like that?
We just didn't go there. It was like
you. So you had no intimacy whatsoever in 15
That's
years.
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, but it's because, I mean, could he, does he have
health
a problem?
Problems. Yes.
Right, I understand. Okay, he has a problem getting it up, right?
Well,
wow.
Getting it down after it's up.
Oh, the Viagra, right?
No, it's very painful, apparently.
What? So he gets it up, the blood is in there, and then he has a problem getting it down? I mean, what do you do? Do you splash
yeah.
water on it? What do you do? You spray him with the hose? What's going on?
No, it wouldn't cooperate, and
really?
It's painful.
No,
very
that's
painful.
No joke. That is painful. Damn.
So, you know, I've been kind of hanging in here regardless because, you know.
Right. Right. I hear your pussy. it's always wanting something, doesn't it? Doesn't it, Pat? Give it to me. I always want something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But,
I can see it. Now, he knows this, and he knows it's very painful. He knows this. Now, is he an open guy that says, you know, and I said the same thing to my girlfriend, because when I went in for my surgery, the doctor says, you know, and I go, I do know, and it might be 6 months to a year, and by the, you know, and then I'm going, oh, God, it's going to save my life, right? So, and then I went to her, and I said, you know, I understand that black magic may be, that's what I call my penis, Pat, black magic, by the way, you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's a spiritual thing. So black magic may be on vacation, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So I said to her, she goes, I understand. And I said, well, You know, she goes, all I want from you is a hug and cuddles. I give the best hug. It's legendary, Pat. I mean, once I hug you, it's a spiritual thing. I give hugs. Oh, my God. Your soul leaves your body, and it just hugs itself. So she goes, all I want is a hug and cuddles from you. I go, I got cuddles, and I got hugs. And then she goes, okay. And because she's, you know, I had AI do my operation, you know, because it was a robotic kind of thing, and I call it AI, you know. So the doctor had to put his hand in there, and it was a robot that did this, and he sparred some things. So I said, this is temporary. But I said to her, I would understand if you need to go a little outski, you know what I'm trying to say, or use other methods to take care of yourself. I would understand completely. Even if I found out the doctor says, well, you're not responding. And if I know I still got my lips and I got my fingers and I got my humor and I am such a great lover. I mean, they should put me on Hollywood Boulevard. I am just marvelous. I'm like the Houdini of love, right? It's like, woo-hoo, here I am. Oop. I'm over here. Oh, you can't see me. I'm over here, but you're feeling it. I am the Houdini of love. Pat, my hugs and my lovemaking, oh, my God, it's just spiritual. You know what I mean? I mean, if there was a ghost that came to my house, I would probably fuck it.
Have you got everybody else muted still?
No. I went to them when I was talking, they're 111s, and a lot of them, you know, I noticed lately, a lot of them are listening. They'll say, I'm just listening, Brian. I go, okay, because the morning crew is not here yet, and you got to remember the time, so I'm going to be talking to you. I know it's annoying because I'm talking to you, but remember, people are listening, and Laverne and Vernie's listening, and they're listening, so they can hear you. Are you a little nervous that I'm just paying too much attention to you?
No. No, I was just wondering if we forgot.
No, we didn't. We didn't forget. They're there. There's four people on 111s, and they're listening. And we got
okay.
Other people listening. I don't know where I was. Oh, so bottom line is I gave her the key to freedom as far as sex goes, right? And I said I would understand. I'm going back to you. Do you have the same key? I mean, is it your husband or boyfriend? I don't know. We never.
Partner, just partner.
A partner, okay. So did your partner give you the key to say, hey, look, it's really painful, and
no,
he didn't give
no,
you the
he
key.
Didn't. I made my own arrangements, dear.
So you made your own key?
Yeah.
You just went to the key shop and go, can you give me a duplicate? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you go find your favorite flavor and then, you know.
Wow. I like a strong woman who uses her mind. I like it. Do you do toys, Pat? Are you a toy person? Are you a toy girl?
No. No.
You don't do toys. Wow. You
like
the real thing.
I like the real thing.
Yeah. I like, yeah. That ain't nothing.
It's
like the real.
My favorite sport, for fuck's sakes.
Wow, literally. And here we go, and we're at the Olympics, for fuck's sakes, everybody. And our grand champion here, Pat Oberlin, she has been in the fuck's sakes Olympics for 5 years, and she won 6 medals. Yeah, okay, here she goes. She's ready to start in their starting blocks. I noticed that she's not wearing underwear. She's ready to go. That's a true champion, ladies and gentlemen, true champion. Okay. The fuck's sakes Olympics. Oh, man. All right, let's get back to our story. Thank you, Pat. But aren't you glad I'm back? And here's some other news, and we're going to get to our main story, but we got to go to the news, Pat, so you can mute yourself and
okay.
Everything, and here we go. It's Monday, everybody. It's June 12th. We know what's happening. I refrain from putting it up on the marquee because the Trump supporters will come in, and then we talk about Trump, and there's nothing really to talk about Trump, so I'm letting the news talk about Trump. Here we go. I'm taking it to our news source. Donald Trump set to be arraigned on set to be arraigned in Miami. Here's a story.
Let's bring in senior investigative reporter in Miami, along with ABC News legal contributor Kimberly Whaley, for more. And what do we know about what's in these classified documents that Trump's accused
Uh-oh.
Of mishandling, and how?
You know, forget Trump for a minute. I just want to ask, it's just a simple question. If somebody takes something, it could be anything. Somebody takes something and they hide it. there's some alternative mode. They know what's going on. If any human being takes it, it could be your siblings. It could be your sibling's book or favorite sweater or whatever. If you take something and you hide it, you know you're doing bad. Let's just put that out there.
It's
exactly. Exactly. And when you're taking something that says top secret and the nuclear weapons and capabilities, it's like, huh, why would the average person have it? I have no interest in it. Now, people are saying things. They're not saying, a couple of people are saying things, and they're saying it loudly. But the other people are so afraid to say it. And I'll say it. Trump's selling shit. You know what I mean? Why would you take that? Unless you have some intent to do it, you're not just looking at it as a scrapbook. So if you take something, you tend to use it and hide it because you tend to use it. So why would you use some of these top secret things? I'll say that, Lyle. And he's friends with Putin, and he's friends with Kim Jong-un, Little Kim. And
that's who he had papers from.
Yeah,
the papers were from him.
Exactly. It's like, I'm saying it out loud. He's a treasonous traitor. Why would you take that if you don't plan on using it? That's just me, but you won't hear it. A couple of people are thinking it's treason. But here's the story, and I'll finish it up. Here we go. Why would he do it?
Oh, security risk.
Some of these documents involve the nuclear weaponry of the United States or the nuclear capabilities of foreign countries.
Wow.
Some of these detailed potential vulnerabilities the United States and its allies might have to military attack and their
Holy
exposure
shit.
Or potential exposure, the special counsel said, could put the nation at risk.
Wow.
And not just because of any kind of an attack from an adversary, but also could have compromised the way that the United States gathers these intelligence products, and it could have put humans, people who help the U.S. either
It could put danger to thousands of people's lives, spies and our ally. What the fuck? Nothing. I guarantee you.
He's not playing with a full deck.
No, he's not. He is not. He's money driven. He likes to blackmail people who have something over somebody. And these are his characteristics. He is not playing with a full deck. He's not. And he's a petulant child. This is something.
Did you ever see the clip of him when they were trying to take him out of a day school? And he literally threw a fit and they had to drag him by his arms and legs out of the room?
Oh, did they really?
They did. He was hanging on the doorways and everything.
You sure that wasn't a parody? Was that true?
It was true. It was little
kids.
Like about 8, 9-year-olds.
Wow. Well, we're going to hear from him. We're going to hear from him after this, I guarantee you. Then he's blaming everybody, and then he put up a... You know, this is telling me how trite Trump is. Trump's hearing all these allegations, and then we have the guy, the special counsel. He had a news conference, and he's talking to the world. After he's talked, Trump went on Truth Social saying, this guy's a pig, this guy's this, and blah, blah, blah. And here's a picture of him, everybody. This is what he looks like. You go, hey, dumb fuck, he just had a press conference, and it went all over the world. We know what he looks like. Well, here's a picture, everybody. I mean, like he's trying to warn everybody that the guy's hidden, and go get him. He's such a child. We're going to hear from him, but... I don't know. I don't know, Pat. I don't know. Here we go. We got to finish this up. Here we go. Listen to this.
Spy or gather intelligence on the ground could have put them at risk, too.
Now, Kim, the indictment references some of Trump's own statements about classified information on the campaign trail. He said no one will be above the law, for example. Why do you think prosecutors chose to include that?
Well, it also includes a statement from 2018 when he was president about former officials taking sensitive information from the government. And he said, listen, this is this belongs to the nation. It's not personal information. So they're developing a pattern of knowledge because that's the distinction between criminal activity oftentimes and totally sort of honest mistakes. They're establishing for purposes of educating the public in this moment that he knew what he was doing allegedly was wrong.
Aaron, what are you watching for ahead of Trump's arraignment there tomorrow?
Well, the former president is going to go through a process that by now he's familiar with, Diane, because he went through this 2 months ago in New York. He will be formally placed under arrest. He is going to be potentially fingerprinted and photographed if the marshals think that's necessary, and then become the highest profile federal defendant this courthouse has ever seen. When he appears on the 13th floor for an arraignment, he's going to, in all likelihood, enter a plea of not guilty. And we'll be curious to see if at that point his lawyers try to make any moves at all. He's going to be sitting with an attorney, Todd Blanche, who represents him in the New York criminal case, and an attorney from Florida, Christopher Kyes, who is the Solicitor General of the state, who represents him in the lawsuit by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The two lawyers who had been representing him here in this case resigned right after the indictment dropped. So one of the reasons he's coming here today, we're told, Diane, is to interview a new set of attorneys who can represent him, people who are going to be familiar with Florida federal courts and information about classified documents, because one of the things at least one of his attorneys will need is a security clearance.
So, Kim, how do you expect former President Trump's team to mount a defense in this case?
Not much. Crazy.
Well, there are two basic things that can be done. One is to dismiss the indictment outright. So one of the reasons they're in Florida probably is venue. That is, the government, if they had filed in D.C., would have had a weaker case for venue. In this moment, I think, though, those kinds of threshold motions aren't going to be very promising for him. He can argue prosecutorial misconduct. That's a very high standard. More likely, there are pieces of the indictment or pieces of evidence that he could seek to keep out of the case. For example, the conversations or the notes with his attorney, because attorney-client privilege is pretty strong under U.S. law. It's pretty hard to pierce it. A judge decided here there were some crimes involved.
Wow.
That's how the government got that information, and I suspect the lawyers will try to keep those Evan Corcoran conversations out of the case and weaken it in that way and create a question about whether there is sufficient proof beyond a reasonable doubt to actually convict him.
All right, Aaron Katursky, Kimberly Whaley, thank you both.
Wow. Check that out.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I know you don't represent all of Canada, Pat.
Yeah.
I know you don't. But what is the general consensus of Donald Trump in your country? Just a general consensus. You know, do people talk about this guy? I mean,
Not much. Not much. He's really non-existent to us at this point. Like, people are disgusted with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he
mm-hmm.
does have followers here, so.
Oh, he does?
It's really hard. Yeah, he does. So it's hard to say. I don't know many people that are for him or against him. I just know he's not mentioned much. He doesn't really exist.
Now your prime, I understand, your prime minister, what is it, Trudeau? I always get him confused.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I get him. Now, that guy's a good-looking guy. He's going to get elected because he's good-looking. No woman is going to not vote for Trudeau.
No.
You know what I'm
what happened? His father was prime minister earlier.
Uh-huh.
About 67. 1967, his father was prime minister. And he kind of got in on the Quebec side vote, too, because his dad was a Quebecer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other reason he got in, and I'll tell you straight out, is because he was going to legalize weed.
Oh, really?
That's
wow.
how he got in.
Wow.
That's really how he got in.
There you go. I believe that, too. I believe that. I actually do believe it. You know, speaking of getting in, so even with all this crap, two impeachments, two indictments.
That should be history.
Exactly. And then he's going Tuesday, tomorrow, they're going to arraign him again. This guy still vows only in America to still run for president of the United States. Listen to what he says. Here we go.
Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump emerged from this second indictment politically stronger. A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows Trump's approval rating has actually improved since his first indictment, up 25% from then to 31% now.
Wow.
As for the investigation, 61% of Americans believe the charges against Trump are serious, including 38% of Republicans and 63% of independents. Now, almost half the country, 48%, say they believe Trump should be charged, but that's still deeply divided along party lines, with two-thirds of Republicans saying he should not have been charged. I want to bring in Galen Druk from ABC's 538, along with ABC's political director, Rick Klein, for more on the political implications here. Galen, what do you make of these numbers? Do you think this indictment could make Trump a stronger candidate, as Senator Graham is suggesting here?
Diane, it's a bold assertion, and I think we have to answer it from two different perspectives. First is the Republican primary, and second is the general election. So in the Republican primary, it's true that Trump's standing has improved since his first indictment, and we might have seen a...
Does this guy sound a little bit like Kermit the Frog? I mean, really listen to this guy. You almost think he's going to fuck Piggy. I mean, doesn't he sound like Kermit? Here we go.
Rally around the flag effect, in a sense, where Republican voters feel like this guy that they like and have liked for a long time is being targeted. Other Republicans are coming to his defense. And so it makes them want to support him in a time like this. It's important to say, though, the details of this case are very different from the New York indictment. So we'll have to wait and see there. When it comes to the general election, you can see from this polling that the independents in this case are siding against Trump. So that's an important detail, too. So two separate answers, potentially.
How it impacts his potential for the nomination versus the potential for actually winning the
election. Exactly.
Rick, President Biden, he hasn't commented on this indictment at all. What's the strategy there?
There's nothing good that can come out of his commenting, I think.
Biden is still trying to find out if he's a man, where he is. I'm not going to go into that. I mean, that is just strange. That is strange. Let's see what else may be. Are you guys having thunderstorms? You know what's happening? Canada has some wildfires.
Yep.
Is this affecting you?
We have had smoke. We have had smoke in the area that has been... they said air quality was export A one day.
Wow.
So that tells you a kind of... the kind of heavy cigarette kind of smoking we were having in the air. You could barely breathe outside.
That's what I heard. I was watching a Good Day show and news from New York. And even in New York, it's all yellow. The smoke that they're getting from Canada is just unbelievable.
Oh, the skies have been overcast and no rain. Like, we finally got rain today. I'm so happy it's raining because my plants are happy. But, basically we haven't had rain for 2 weeks.
Really?
Just smoke.
Just smoke. Well, I don't know what do you think, rain will help pull out the fire, of course, but, wow, maybe it'll clean the air a little bit.
They didn't get rain.
They didn't.
It will clear the air.
Yeah, you got some beautiful country in Canada, man. It's just absolutely, absolutely beautiful, man.
It is.
Wow.
It is. Beyond words.
Yeah, it
I've
is.
I've been
it
in
is
both
just...
countries, like across both countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't prefer the States, I'll put it mildly. It is so different than Canada.
Mm-hmm. Now, what states did you go to? Because we got beautiful, Virginia has beautiful country. Huh?
I haven't been to Hawaii. I haven't been to Alaska. I haven't been to Texas.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Texas. Well, Texas has good country, too. And Alaska is just absolutely amazing. Just absolutely amazing.
I would love
amazing.
To go there.
Yeah, I've been there 4 times, and I think I'm going to go again. It is just, and I saw the Northern Lights. And Alaska is always not on the people's vacation. It's always this obscure state that somebody will mention, go, yeah, I would like to go there. I mean, it's not everybody's first travel plans, you know. I guess they want to go somewhere sunny, but it is just absolutely beautiful in Alaska. I've never seen country like that. Well, okay, now here we go. This is a sad story. I'm just going to give you the headlines, and you just make up. You just process it. You know, we're still on the news. It's like the Michigan toddler dies after assessing a shooting unsecure firearm. You just have to hear the story. Here's the story. It's just music. I have to read it. A 2-year-old child in Michigan died from an accidental shooting Sunday evening after assessing an unsecured firearm. Mirror music. Can you imagine that? And here it goes again. It says, police initially responded to the report of a shooting at 6 p.m. in the Rolling Oaks subdivision of Howell, Michigan, according to the Howell Police Department. I'm trying to read it. It was reported that a 2.5-year-old child had gained access to an unsecured firearm that resulted in an accidental shooting. That's what the press said. Dun-dun-dun-dun. The Howell Police Department and the Livingston County Sheriff's Office have not released additional details about the incident and declined to provide further information. Dun-dun-dun-dun. The Howell shooting comes less than 2 months after Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed bills requiring safe storage for firearms. Duh. I added a duh. It wasn't really officially. Now, what do you think of my reading there? I was cold reading, Pat. I was cold reading. Was that good?
Well, there's a lot of da-da-da's in there.
Da-da-da. I had to add that to my own signature. Da-da. That's why I'm not allowed to read on the news. Stop it.
No, it's a
just
sad
read the
story.
Yeah.
It is a sad story, but you know, the parents are responsible. Whoever was there.
I know. You know, I'm a big fan when it comes to sports. My favorite thing is mascots. I love to see mascots. I'm a kid. I love to see mascots are my favorite thing. You know what a mascot is, right, Pat? You know what a mascot
is. Oh, yeah.
I love them. I love them when they fight. When you see two mascots fight, I can laugh for hours. When they smack each other in the face and they still have that stupid look, and they just, their facial expression doesn't. I can laugh for hours, I swear. Well, here's a story here that's kind of sad. This mascot was sent to the hospital. I'm sorry, I still laugh. But it could be a tragedy. I don't know. But he was sent to the hospital, Miami Heat mascot, to the hospital with a brutal blow. With a brutal blow. Reminds me of a girlfriend, ex-girlfriend I used to have. Boy, was she good.
From what?
I don't know. But only for my ex-girlfriend, she did have a brutal blow. When she gave you a blowjob, it was brutal, man. It was like knocked you out. But here's the story.
Gone wrong. UFC superstar Conor McGregor was supposed to pretend to slug the Miami Heat mascot in a pre-planned skit during the NBA Finals, but he ended up sending him to the ER. Will Reeve is in Denver, site of Game 5 of the Finals. Good morning, Will.
What the hell? You can't see it, but I guarantee you, if you go on Google after the show and everything, you got to see this. Okay, most people don't know who Conor McGregor is. Conor McGregor is a UFC fighter or MMA fighter. He's a champion. This guy's an animal. This guy's out of his fucking mind. So when they're supposed to do some skit, it was a play thing. He was supposed to pretend that he was swinging, you know, like a fight on the movies. So they rehearsed it. So when it actually did happen, he hit the mascot, knocked his head off, the guy's down, and then he hits him again in the face.
What?
Yeah, and he sends the mascot to the hospital. You got to see it. It is just horrific. And here's what they're saying.
Didn't he
assault? I hope they sue that motherfucker. This guy's an animal. He's a beast, Conor McGregor. I guess he's MMA or whatever. And he was supposed to pretend and miss the dude. And he knocked his head off and knocked the dude down. He hit him with a hard blow. And the guy's on the ground, and then he punched him in the face. Poor mascot.
But why?
Because he's a nutcase. This guy's out of his freaking mind. He's an animal. He's a crazy person. And here's what they say afterwards.
Why the other guy agreed.
Well, they agreed because it's supposed to be a fake fight. It's supposed to be comical, like the mascot, you know, that he's swinging at a mascot. It was just supposed to be fun and entertainment during halftime.
Oh.
But McGregor got all crazy and shit, and he actually hit the guy. It was just like, wow. And you know what's funny about it? It was 4 years ago. They have these mascot races that go around in the ballpark. And somebody thought it was funny that when the mascot came around, it was a hot dog. I think it was a hot dog. And, you know, they were walking around going, you know, doing wiener talk. So as they came around, this person punched this hot dog in the face, and they hit the ground. They were still in their mascot outfit. And when they took the head off, it was a girl. It was a teenage girl, you know, and it was just sick. Well, here's what they're saying after McGregor hit the mascot.
Hey, good morning, Michael. It was a strange scene. Conor McGregor was not given a warm welcome by the Miami Heat crowd. He was out there to sell a product, and eventually Bernie the mascot came out to help sell the skit, but it went too far, all the way to the hospital.
This morning, the man inside this mascot costume is recovering after this knockout punch from mixed martial arts superstar Conor McGregor sent him to the hospital in a halftime skit gone wrong.
Apparently he won the
At center court at halftime of Game 4 of the NBA Finals between the Denver Nuggets and Miami Heat, McGregor came out for a special promotional appearance for his new pain relief spray. With Miami fans booing McGregor the entire time, the skit called for McGregor to pitch the product to the crowd until the Heat's mascot, Bernie, appeared in boxing gear ready to confront him. Then came the first punch, a left hook, followed by this, a second one, this time with Bernie on the ground. The result, something the organizers of the prank hadn't planned on. The performer playing Bernie taken to a local emergency room, given pain medicine and relief. The tale of the bizarre skit going viral all weekend. Heat coach Eric Spoelstra summing it up with some dark humor.
The Miami Heat toughness that we're talking about.
Spoelstra also said that should there be a Game 6 in Miami on Thursday, Bernie would be cleared for action and good to go. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll get you set for Game 5. That's tonight here in Denver at 8:30 Eastern on it.
Oh, there you go. The dude got his... You know, you don't mess with everything like this. Wait a minute. We have a surprise guest in here. This is... Talk about a final blow, a brutal blow. Hello.
Yes.
Hello, 504. Get to hear that voice. You know Pat, don't you, Ellen? You know Pat.
Yes, I do. Yes,
Pat, this is Ellen. Remember Ellen?
I haven't talked to Ellen for 6 years. Like, I've messaged her for happy birthdays and stuff.
Wow.
I'll see you. Well, you know what? You're on both my pages. I really haven't seen you on Facebook.
I don't message. I don't post.
That's why.
She doesn't return my calls either, Pat. She's a very busy lady.
What?
She's very busy, very busy, very busy. She goes, Brian, who? Very busy, very busy.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
well,
Ellen,
okay.
I know we're talking about people are furious. I think I gave you the marquee.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know this is the beginning. Everybody knows this is coming. And you know pretty soon somebody's going to get seriously hurt. We're waiting for that to happen. I guess everybody's waiting for that to happen before they say shit. But it's obvious. If me and Pat got in. Yeah, we're all waiting for it. We know it's going to happen. If me and Pat got in a boxing ring, and in lieu of Pat kicking me in the balls, I'm going to win. I'm going to win.
Anyhow.
Yeah, it's like, come here, Brian. Huh? We're going to just match our gloves together and bam, right between the balls. Ow, ow, ow. And then she hits me in the face. Ow, going down. And in lieu of that, I'm going to win. So So we're waiting for that. And we're just looking at the news, Ellen. You know how I'm a big fan of mascots, and the guy punched the mascot in the face and sent him to the hospital.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm a big fan of that. You know, when me and Ellen were together, I was doing an event. I dressed up as a Furby, as a strawberry, and she tried to take a bite of my head. It was because the strawberry looked so real. Stop it. Quit. Stop it. Stop it. Wanted to put me in her big bowl of cereal. Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Good day.
Brian,
good times. Good times, dude.
You're retarded.
I am not. You know what? Pat would love this. I'm telling Ellen's story. So Ellen and I had a business thing, you know. It was like this and everything. And the girls started to pick on Ellen. There was a lot of girls there. Cindy was one of them and everything. And so the girls started to be, there was like four women there, and Ellen was in the middle. Ellen was being a nice girl. She was being a nice.
You talking. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Continue.
Okay, I will. So Ellen's a nice girl, and the mean girls started to pick up. The mean girls got together, you know, and they decided to pick on Ellen. You know, Ellen's like the new girl at school. And she was being polite and everything. She would laugh at the joke. Look at Ellen. She's so innocent. And so then one of the girls decided to light up a joint, Pat.
Oh,
they
really?
Lit up a joint. And Ellen's eyes got really big like a cartoon. Like, oh, that's bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, it was like, what was that cartoon? Boop, boop, be-doo. Is that person?
What, Betty Boop?
Yeah, big eyes. And so, the mean girls and the bad girls are going, okay, I'm passing this. And Ellen was at the end of the line going, uh-oh, they're passing something bad. I'm almost next. And she looks at me with her eyes and says, dear Brian, help me. And I'm looking at her, you're going to be okay, Ellen? And then they go, okay, because she trusts me, right? She trusts me. And then everybody took their pass, and they go, and then all of a sudden they reached their arm. You know that person, and they had that arm way out there. You know, Pat, you know that person who's neglected, so all of a sudden that joint got really heavy in that one arm because they're reaching out for a long time. And Ellen's staring at it like it's a strange penis, like I'd never seen that before. Look at that.
How that happened.
Look at that. And she looks at me like, dear Brian, what should I do? As I said, go ahead and smoke it. and then the chant began. Ellen. Am I lying, Ellen? Come on, seriously, am I lying?
Yeah, okay. And then I know what you're going to tell me. That I heard shit. No, but...
Oh, yeah. Then the hallucination started. Yeah, they picked on you. It's like it was bad enough that she was forced. She did start hallucinating. Okay.
Hallucinating.
No,
it was a whole bunch of birds.
Yeah, they were so mean that they...
There was trees across the street, and there was night birds in the trees, and something scared them. I think a big truck went down the street, and they all flew out of the tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ellen was the only one. She was the only one that saw the birds. And so we're all there. And so Ellen hits it.
Does it remind you of Alfred Hitchcock?
Yeah, it does. It does. So Ellen hits it. And here you go. Go ahead, Ellen. Hit it. Ellen goes, I don't know. Just put it in your lips and suck it. You know how to do it. Okay, anyway. So she puts it in, and it goes, that's it. Keep it in. And then her eyes got more like Betty Boop. Keep it in. Got really big, like a big balloon, one of the cartoons. And then she blew it out. And then Ellen looked. Then she started, you know how she started to move in slow motion on purpose. It's like, what are you doing? And she's moving in slow motion. And it's like, why are you moving that way? It's like everybody was normal going, and Ellen was moving like an electron or a transformer. Like, what the hell is going on with you?
One perfect.
And then it got really quiet. And then Ellen goes, I see birds. They go, what? What?
No.
And You did too. I mean, you said it like a stoner. I see birds.
I was not stoned.
But you were so stoned. I'm not stoned. And then we started walking. Ellen's going sideways like a drunk. And I don't know. This is how I normally walk. I'm okay. I'm cool. I look good. I go, you're hitting the wall again, Ellen. I always hit the wall. This is what I do. I'm not stoned. I'm sober. I go, you're normally walking, hitting walls and sideways? Yeah, that's what we do in Louisiana. That's how we walk. And if you look at the sideways, you look at the sidewalks, that's how we paint them that way because we go in the curve all the time. I go, okay. That's all right. That's her first experience, Pat. That was her experience. And then...
Oh, my.
There was another one where finally me and Ellen were in a hotel and everything, and nothing was on TV. And I go, "Hey, Ellen, I got some stuff." She goes, "You got stuff?" All of a sudden, it was like a puppy. Ellen, calm down. Like a puppy. I go, "Didn't she turn bad, girl?" I go, "Well, I don't know if we should smoke it." What? I didn't even finish the sentence. You know, open the door. And, you know, and then scratching the door. Ellen, you could turn the knob. Oh, okay. We went outside. Let me out. No, you could turn the knob. It's just gone. And so we went outside. And there was a moon. I go, hey, Ellen, check out the moon. She goes, yeah. Where's the stuff? Where's the stuff? So, Ellen, where's the stuff? Okay. I go, Ellen, here it is. Now take it easy. It's very strong. It's very strong. You're still kind of new at this. Oh, shut up. Oh, that was quick. Look at that. Look at her go. Like the big Kowalski. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. She got to be an expert. Go, God, you learn quickly. And by the time she passed it, by the time she passed, it was a full joint. By the time she passed, it was just a cherry. Oh, you left a little for me. Thank you. So we're standing out there, and we're just staring at each other, kind of smirking because we look weird, stone. And then Ellen has epiphany. Because we're out there in our pajamas there. So Ellen looks at me, and then nobody would talk for a while, and then she talked, and was that she goes, you know what I realize? I go, what, Ellen? But we got to talk like we're talking. Dude, yeah, dude. You bet, dude. What's going on, dude? There's no birds, dude. I know where's the birds. Hey, dude, you know what I realize, dude? What, dude? Well, I got no underwear on. What? Dude. What? I'm going, you don't? No, dude. I didn't have time to put them on. I go, you're going to tell me now? Dude, I'm just confessing to you, dude. I go, me either. Oh, you don't? And we laughed for 10 minutes. It wasn't even funny. It wasn't funny. Me either, dude. Ellen, did that happen? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't either. I mean, we're two idiots laughing in the parking lot. I think we should go in, dude. And you go, yeah, let's go in. Well, can you find a door? I don't know where we are. Should we go to the desk? And so we go. I go, no, I don't want to go to the desk. I look like an idiot. But where do we have a room? I don't know. They all look the same. Maybe we should just sit in the parking lot. That happened. You go, well, maybe it's over here. I don't want to knock on strange people's doors. Dude, I think we're laced in. You're, dude, we are.
You should have seen me the last time on mushrooms.
Exactly. Exactly.
We tried to dial a pizza. We tried and failed.
We oh,
ended
man.
Up on the floor laughing.
You do that. It's like, wow. This is why they have the 12-step program, because it's too much funny. This shit that's funny, this should not be funny. Dude, where's the hotel roof? Dude, I lost my car. It was like, oh, my God. That was true.
I just found a mushroom store downtown the other day.
Did you really?
I did, too.
I haven't. We ought to give them to. We ought to give them to Ellen and have her cam, and see what it does to her. It would be the funniest thing ever.
Oh, really?
Here you go, Ellen. Here's some mushroom for your. Oh, for my salad. Go ahead and take a bite. under pressure, she folds.
Salad. Go ahead.
Yeah, she folds under pressure. Okay, I don't want to be the only one. No.
That is the thing that I will not do with some trippy drugs.
Oh, you will. You will when you're on vacation. I usually don't. Oh, good. Dude, I see rainbows. You don't usually what? I don't know. But I get it. When people are on vacation, they do things normally they don't do. We all know that. They do that. But I thought you'd get a kick out of that. Only you would appreciate that story. Pat.
Oh, God, yes.
Wow. There are some wacky times.
Did you hear that Cheeto Head's going to be indicted? Yay!
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. In fact, he's going tomorrow. But he says that even if he's, believe it or not, I was just talking to Cheeto Head. Believe it or not, I was just talking to Pat. And he vowed to run for president, even if he is indicted with an ankle bracelet. Here's what he says. Here's what he says right here. Here's Cheeto. And it's scary because you know what? I mean, he may do it, Ellen. I mean,
I don't think he's gonna. He doesn't have enough backers anymore because everybody's leaving him in droves.
That's true. That is true. That is true. But the possibility of these idiots.
I think the only reason his popularity went up is the people that were mad about the past bullshit that just happened.
They're just tired of it, and they really want somebody to blow up the government and saying we need a real life crook who admits he's a crook, and then we're tired of you guys. Well, here's the story, Ellen. He vowed to do this. Here you go. You asked for it, and here's the story.
President Trump will emerge from this second indictment politically stronger. A new ABC News Ipsos poll shows Trump's approval rating has actually improved since his first indictment, up 25% from then to 31% now. As for the investigation, 61% of Americans believe the charges against Trump are serious, including 38% of Republicans and 63% of independents. Now, almost half the country, 48%, say they believe Trump should be charged, but that's still deeply divided along party lines, with two-thirds of Republicans saying he should not have been charged. I want to bring in Galen Druk from ABC's 538, along with ABC's political director, Rick Klein, for more on the political implications here. Galen, what do you make of these numbers? Do you think this indictment could make Trump a stronger candidate, as Senator Graham is suggesting here?
Diane, it's a bold assertion, and I think we have to answer it from two different perspectives. First is the Republican primary, and second is the general election. So in the Republican primary...
There you go. This guy sounds like Kermit the Frog. You can't listen to him anymore. But yeah, even if he is indicted, which has never happened before, we have never had a president who's been twice impeached. We never had a president who... legally, I mean, out there been accused of raping someone. Normally that's, you read it in a book or a documentary, but out loud and going to court on those charges.
You know why? Because people are getting sick and tired of all this shit. You know, they're starting to think that people need to be held accountable for what they do, and it doesn't matter what position you hold.
Well, in Louisiana, who's your guy? Who's your governor in Louisiana?
John Bell.
Who's your
Edwards.
Governor? Edwards.
John
okay,
Bell
who's
Edwards.
Your who's your person in the Congress or the Senate? I think it's Congress in the House. Who's your representative?
Steve Scalise.
Right. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Now, which is the one that had the accident and got hit with the baseball or something? Was that Scalise?
No, that was Steve Scalise, and he got shot when that gunman started shooting at the baseball game.
Right. Right. Now, but who's there? But so is Scalise still there now? I mean, he recovered from that injury.
Yeah, he's there. He's the minority whip right now.
You don't hear from him anymore, do you? I mean,
you hear from him. I'm pissed off at him right now because he's a Trump supporter, and he thinks, oh, Trump shouldn't have been accused.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Is he? He's a Republican. Are you? You're not a Republican. You're a Democrat. But you.
I'm
you
a Democrat.
Did but you did support Scalise.
I like Scalise.
Yeah,
I like Scalise.
Okay. Okay. Now your daughter's of age to vote. Now is she getting into? Is Erin getting into politics? And is she looking carefully? Because she's at the age where she can vote now.
Yeah, she's. I don't. Yeah, she's been paying attention, and she does not like Trump either. You know, because of everything that he did, it really upset her on January 6th. What happened?
Now, is she registered as a Democrat or an independent?
I don't know. She didn't tell me. She didn't.
Oh, really?
She didn't say who she voted or registered as.
Okay, now Rudy is on the fence, isn't he? He has.
No, he's a Republican.
Oh, is he really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's surprisingly.
He voted for Trump. I said, you traitor.
Wow. That should be interesting coming up. How does he feel now with all that news going on and that he's been indicted and he's going to be indicted Tuesday?
He really hasn't said. I don't think he's happy about it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Interesting.
I let my voice be known every time something happens with Trump.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
And I curse under my breath, you dumbass motherfucker. You need to go to jail.
Right. Now, I know where you work.
Under the jail.
Exactly. Now, I know where you work, and I'm not going to say it out loud. There might be a lot of – now, let me tell you something. I've been to that store. I tell you all the time. And that store is not a store. It's a country. It's if you ever seen A Christmas Story with Misfit Toys, that's it. That's where they make them. I have never seen people, humans, walk like that, talk like that, dress like that. I have never seen it. I tell the story. There's something happened to me during surgery and everything. I'm not going to go into it. But it's more cosmetic than anything. And so I'll wear a mask and everything. So we were in Arizona, and we happened to go to that store. And I'm looking at people wearing overalls on top of their heads, or they come in their pajamas and their stains in their pajamas, and they don't care. I'm looking at women who are wearing see-through panties. I don't know what's going on here.
Another one.
I know. I see it every day.
Yes. They even got a section in Pornhub for that store. Look what's happening there. There's people having sex over there. It is just weird. It's weird. If you go to that store, it's a weird country. I don't want to mention the store. Everybody knows the store. If Ellen wants to mention the store, she can. But I only been to that store 4 times, and each time I'm amazed at what kind of people. And they walk among us. I normally would not recognize. These people usually hide in their homes, and they don't.
No, those are the aliens that Kevin keeps talking about.
Yes.
That's where they congregate.
No kidding. I think they hide in plain sight there. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah, beep, beep, translate it. They'll never find us. We're hiding in plain sight. Beep, beep, beep. Let's go into the plant section. Beep, 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 boop, 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 beep, beep. And they hide there.
Yeah, and I happen to be there. I see a plant walking around.
Exactly. That's posed as a plant. Beep, beep, beep. She's been wandering us 4 times today. I'm drowning. Beep, 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 boop, boop, beep, beep. Let's run. Yeah.
Well, see, I don't want her.
She tried to walk.
They have a sprinkler system that does that.
Wow.
You know, but I like being out in the garden center. It's quiet.
I don't blame you.
Every time I'm out there.
Yes. But
I mean,
isn't it boring, though? But isn't it
no,
boring? What do you do?
Like
do you have
it.
A chair?
It's quiet.
But what
it's
do you do?
Quiet.
Do you sit down? But do you sit down? Do you walk around all the time?
I walk around. And when people come in there, they keep saying, oh, you must be the hidden jewel in this store. I said, yep,
oh my
nobody
God.
Knows about me.
Oh, my God. If I would do it, see, I have a mind of a 5-year-old. I would take off my shirt like I'm in the jungle, like I'm a jungle native, and they walk around. I'm hiding in the bushes like it's a jungle. Whoa, 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 whoa. They go, ah!
You know what? You'd have Seth and Sean and Catherine coming at you and Kelly coming at you from from AP.
Probably.
Mr. Jackson, what are you doing? And I'd be standing there like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Why do you have that white makeup on your face? I have a big bone right up my upper lip. Sir, how much is this? Uh-oh. It's a live native. God. I'm making it up. Then
yeah,
it could be running.
And then everybody I know would be coming out there. Do you know him? No,
exactly.
I don't. Take him away.
Exactly. Well, in your town of Louisiana, they'll get a big cage and put me in a cage and go, how much is this? Help me. Get me out of here. We found him in the plant department. It's a jungle boy. You will probably check me in. He's on sale for he's on sale for $4.95. Ellen. Yeah, I know. Nobody will take me.
That's
goodbye.
Bye, Brian.
Bye. Let me put them in plastic or paper. Let me out of here. I'll get you.
We only have plastic.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, he knows English.
I'd be saying, look, I'd be calling from the garden center. Somebody from the, I need customer assistance with a big order.
Exactly. And they're going to say, how did you catch him? Because he's been here. How long? He's been here for 5 years, and we caught him because he was peeing on a plant. We knew he was a native. He never asked for the restroom. But it's unbelievable there. It is that place, I swear, if you never – forget Disneyland, forget the museums, forget Wonder World. You need to go to Walmart. And you will experience another life form in another country. I guarantee you stay there long enough, you will. You really will. I'm always amazed when I get there and going, uh-oh, there they are. Don't touch nobody. Don't look at them more than 2 seconds in the eye, because you know what happens. If you look at them, they're going to come and talk to us. Run! So, and the cashier, they don't care. They really don't care. They sit there with their head down, and some are very talkative. Some are talkative, and I hate those people. They don't know you, but you can stand there for 5 minutes. So, how's it going? And I go, really? I'm number three in line. Can we move this along? Oh, you got a child. Look at that bald-headed child. Reminds me of my bowling ball with eyes. He's such a cute little boy. It's a girl. Oh, yeah, I didn't see it. Oh, I thought she had a penis. Is it a transgender child? I mean, they'll talk and yak and yak. You get those. And then, or you're lucky to get the one.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay, so if you come through my line when you're in town, you don't want me to say anything to you?
Please don't.
No,
keep your head down.
Guy will probably be the one that stops and talks to me. Aren't you going to talk to me?
Well, exactly.
No, not to.
Exactly. I'm going to cause a scene, but pretend you don't. All I want to hear from you when I'm in line and I'm up, all I want to hear is this. Beep. 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 That would be $14.95, sir.
Beep.
Oh, the candy bar?
Beep.
That's it.
Yeah. I'll
nice having this talk with you.
Candy bar and a drink.
Yeah. Nice having this talk.
Candy bar and a drink.
Yeah. And you would get all jealous because you go, beep. Oh, I see the liquor that you got, you know. Yes, it is. You know what you like. What is the liquor?
What, Fireball?
That's right. Yes, all I got is Fireball.
Beep.
Another Fireball.
Beep.
Another Fireball. Yeah, I'm going to be in town for 4 days. Really?
Beep.
Another Fireball. Maybe five.
Man, I'll be asking you, are one of these mine?
Yeah, right. Right. Sorry, lady, I don't know you.
You do too, know me.
No, I don't.
No, you do.
I'm calling HR. I'm going to report you. All right. People are furious as track star sues after losing to transgender girls. We're going to that story. Ellen, we're going to take a little break. Is there a song that you missed that they want to play for you? Working for the Weekend or something?
Sure.
Which one?
You know what? I even forget what songs we have in there.
You don't have to. Just any song that you want. Any song that.
Oh, my God. It's a song by Lissie, L-I-S-S-I-E. It's called Meet Me in the Mystery.
I think you mentioned that before, right? What was it? Uh-huh. It's by who again? By who?
Lissy. Lissy. L-I-S-S-I-E.
What it is? Okay, I got L-I-S-S-I. Lissy, right?
Uh-huh.
And what is the song?
Meet Me in the Mystery.
I don't see it. I see When I'm Alone, Pursuit of Happiness, Dream. Don't You Give Up on Me, Go On Your Way. I don't see Nothing Else Matters. Lissy, Everywhere I Go. It seems like she's a cover girl. Does she cover? She covers a lot of songs, doesn't she? Meet Me by the Mystery? Let me see.
Meet Me in the Mystery.
Meet Me in... Meet Me in the Mystery. Here we go. Let me see. Here we go. It's by Lissy, L-I-S-S-I-E, and she spelled it backwards and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. I got to get in my my coffee voice and my dedicated voice.
Hello. God.
You're listening to Hammer 96.7 BT Radio. That's the sounds of the sounds of the sounds. Whatever that means, I don't know. But if you're loaded, you know what it means, and it makes sense to you. We have a special request. We have a special request. This is from Louisiana. Y'all know about Louisiana, the land of the jazz. And if you know who Ellen is, it's like, all that jazz, baby. Yes. Yeah, jazz hands. Yeah, when we talk about Ellen, baby, she knows the clubs and the clubs know her. That's right. She's the first one who stopped segregation because she went to integration with the segregation because she loves the black. Beep, beep. Thank you.
My God.
Here's her request. Meet me in the mystery. You may be the mystery. Oh, yes. Mystery. Or it could be hersery, but it's mystery. Isn't that interesting? That tells us a little insight about her brain. Yes.
Oh, my God.
This goes out to Ellen J. Stands for Johnson, if you know what I mean. Her middle name is Love. So if you say it together, Ellen loves Johnsons. You know what I'm saying. Meet me in the mystery. Here we go. For Ellen J.
serenity let go.
Wow. That's Ellen Johnson, everybody. She's ready for the darkness. She's ready to let go.
What did you think about the song?
I thought it was great. I did.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I love that song. I love that
song.
Yeah.
What do you think, Pat? I did. I liked it.
I really liked it.
Well,
wow.
I'm not
kind of music that much, but I really liked it.
Wow. Well, that's pretty good
taste. You need to put that song in the studio.
I think I may have it, but I didn't take the time to look because I remember you requested that before.
Mm-hmm.
Meet Me in the Darkness.
No,
Meet Me in the Mystery.
In the Mystery.
Right. Me. Yeah, it's right here. Right here.
Okay.
I do have it in here. Meet Me in Mystery. Here it is. If you don't believe me, listen.
Is that just what we just listened to?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
I'm seeing if I have the same song in the studio. I think it's.
Wanna know
the
secret.
Yeah. There you go. I have it in the studio. Yes. For you, Ellen, baby. Now, Ellen, do you miss being on the air? Tell the truth.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I made the mistake of listening to the show a couple of times while I was at work.
You made the mistake?
Yeah, I didn't put it on mute. And I was in the break room. I was, you know, it was during lunch. And a couple of people, including one of my managers, they were listening to the show, and
right.
Then they were asking me questions. You know, they were wondering who you were and everything. And I told them that I used to be the co-host and executive producer of this show.
That's right. Right.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Did they like it, or they're going?
Yes, they did like it. They did, like, I forget what you were talking about. It was one of the ones that you sent me. It was when I first started working there.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of the shows that you sent me. And I decided that I was going to go back and listen to it.
Right.
And like I said, I made the mistake of not muting it.
Did they enjoy it? Did they laugh?
Yeah, they laughed at you. And I said, oh, my God.
Yeah, they laughed at me.
Don't encourage. No. I said, don't encourage him.
That's right. I'm a child. Well, I made the mistake not muting. It's true. I was just wondering if they were just hearing me or they were hearing the parts where the people were fighting back and forth and talking, you know, Stanley and everything. So I didn't know they heard that.
I don't remember what show it was. I don't even remember who you had in the studio.
Wow. Wow. But overall, I think I hope they liked it.
Yeah, they seemed like they did. I didn't get called to human to HR.
You should. What kind of place is that? What kind of place is that? Cuz I know that I'm not for many. I'm for the few. Well, here we go. It's time for a main story. I am for the few. I say this all the time. I may not be a lot, you know. I may not be for you. You have to have an acquired crazy taste to understand me. You have to be a little bit delusional, and then you get what I'm saying.
That's not paying a lot for us, Pat.
I know.
Oh, yeah, that's coming from the girl who's standing for 20 minutes, and she looked at me and going, I don't have any underwear. Really now? When did you notice that? Dude.
Look, you could have made Pat keel over from choking.
I know. But you had to do it like, dude, where's my car? I was like, dude, yeah, dude. I don't have any underwear. Oh. It's been 20 minutes.
Hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
All right, come on back. Don't leave because the show's almost over. And here we go, Donald Trump, and then we get to our main story. Donald Trump says this is a witch hunt. It's interference. And it's nothing. Here he goes. After he's been accused of this, of hiding the documents, and he's going to be indicted on Tuesday, this is what he has to say. Here we go.
And yet they go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country.
Wait a minute. You did not get more votes than any president in the history of our country. This is why you lost the election, you dickhead. You lost the election. If you got more votes, you would have won. How can you stand up and say that you got more votes in the history of all president elections? If you did, you would be president. Doesn't that make sense? This guy, here we go.
They go after a popular president, a president that got more votes than any sitting president in the history of our country, by far, and did much better the second time in the election than the first. And they go after him on a boxer's hoax, just like the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax, and all of the others. This has been going on for 7 years. They can't stop because it's election interference at the highest level. There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person. They had the Mueller hoax, the Mueller report, and that came out no collusion after 2.5 years.
It did not come out no collusion. It came out that it was insufficient. You are not the most popular. Never happened in the United States of America. Don't you know about Nixon in 75 or 74?
Oh, geez.
It just goes on and on, and here he is again.
That was set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. But this is what they do. This is what they...
Why are you bringing Hillary Clinton in this? You're set up by Hillary Clinton and Democrats. Even if you were set up, if you didn't do the crime, then you wouldn't do the time. So what did they do? They planted the secret documents into your... So I got it. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, they put on the hoodie, and then they put on the ski mask. They broke into the White House, and they got secret documents, and then you could hear the Mission Impossible theme as they run across the bushes in Florida. They break in Mar-a-Lago, and they got hundreds of big boxes that takes two grown men to lift. So they're running through Mar-a-Lago with boxes, and then they gently place them in your shower, and they place them here and there. This is what they did, and they set them up. They set them up. That's what he's claiming. That's what he's claiming.
Listen, Democrats, this is what they do. This is what they do so well. If they would devote their energies to honesty and integrity, it would be a lot better for our country. They could do a lot better. They could do a lot of great things. But when you look at what's happened to our country in the last 3 years, we were energy independent. We had a strong military that wasn't woke. We were doing so well. We were respected all over the world. If the biggest tax cuts in history.
We were not respected on all kinds of world. We were a joke. They didn't like you. And you tried to blackmail Ukraine. And you started to promote Putin and Kim Jong-un as your favorite people who are the enemy of the country. We're doing so great. Let's continue.
This regulation cuts in history. And what do? You have a president where an election was taken, got more votes than any sitting president in history by far.
You got more votes than any sitting president by history by far?
He's determined,
dude,
isn't he?
He is. He's going to keep repeating this until you believe it. Dude, then why aren't you in the White House? They stole the election. Wait a minute. Then how did you know that you got all these votes? This guy is an idiot. You got more votes. If you got more votes, you would be a president right now. They stole it. Who stole it? Arizona and Georgia stole it. What? And then you put fake electors there, and then you ask Mike Pence to not read the results so you can storm the castle? They were honest people, tourists.
Okay.
Yeah.
When him and Mike Pence were in office, you know, I didn't like Mike Pence because of what he stood for. But at the end, I think Trump threw him under the bus. He almost got that man killed.
Yes, he did.
Sure. And he didn't care. He says maybe if you would have voted for us and been on our side and doing what you're supposed to do, you wouldn't be in this situation. You know, there are some people who are toxic, and they are. They're just toxic people. They used to call it possession. There's no longer. These are people beyond possession. Even the devil going, fuck, I'm not gonna mess with this dude. Fuck. You know.
Yeah,
that's how toxic. Exactly. When the devil puts. Yeah, when the devil puts a restraining order on you, you have to be pretty bad, because there are some people. Even the ghosts are not going there. We got a restraining order. Yeah.
Can you imagine that courtroom?
Exactly.
Yeah, Satan versus former
yeah.
President Donald Trump.
Yeah, Satan versus former President Donald Trump. Would say you, I would like to refer as my real name, Luther. Okay, Luther, you're up.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. I'm sorry. That's a gay devil. Lucifer. Hey. Over here. Yes, Lucifer. Thank you. Hey.
He swings that tail.
Yeah, he does. He swings that. Woo. I'm glad I made it. Woo. My hair, the humidity down there, just my hair just frizzy. But excuse my appearance. I just want to make a complaint. Yes, Lucifer. Well, that man over there, him, the orange one. Yes. I want a restraining order. Yeah, I want a restraining order. We can't even haunt his house because our spirits are afraid to go there. He tried to haunt us. We couldn't get him out. We got some sage. Can you imagine?
Does it work for us?
Yes, he doesn't work on
us. Our ghost whisperer, Pat Uberlin, yes. He wouldn't even call.
Right. Lucifer called him. We tried to call a medium to try to get him out of our hellhole, but he wouldn't leave. He made himself comfortable. In fact, he got a gold chair.
The medium wouldn't come.
Exactly. This guy is, even people won't even haunt him. He haunts them. Can you imagine Donald Trump coming back as a ghost? Boo.
Oh,
I was the greatest human being of all time. Look at me. You know, God, can you imagine that?
I'd be taking what I learned from Charm and vanquishing his ass.
Exactly. Exactly. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Donald Trump getting a restraining order from Satan and his lawyer is Giuliani? It's just unbelievable.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God.
So here's Donald Trump. We're almost done. He's claiming he has never been happened before. He's the greatest of all time. He had the most votes than any other president in the world, except for Biden.
Really?
Here we go.
Where? Was he pulling them out of his asshole?
And
because
they come after me.
Didn't have them.
Because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot against Biden and against the Republicans
by
a
lot.
But we're leading against Biden by a lot, a tremendous amount. And
I like when he doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know an exact number. He says by a lot. We're beating Biden by a tremendous amount.
It's like me going into the plant section. It's like, I want this fern. I mean, how many do you have? Because I want to redecorate. They go to Ellen. A lot. Well, I would like to have. How many do you have? Because I want to decorate. We're leading by a lot. We're the biggest store in the world. What do you need? I like to have 10. Well, we don't have numbers. We just say a lot. So maybe we should take this. Right? It's like, can you give me something out of five? Looking for crazy.
If I was a reporter, I'd be saying, okay, by how much is a lot and how much is tremendous.
And you know when he's lying, you can hear, I studied this man. Here's when you know he's lying. He repeats it over and over again. That's when he's lying. Like, usually a sentence is like, we're leading by a lot. Okay, that should be done. We move on. But he keeps saying, and a lot. He's like, okay, lie. This is where he lies. Because he repeats the same thing in repetition really quickly over and over again. Here we go. He's busted. That's when he's lying.
Come after me, because now we're leading in the polls again by a lot, against Biden and against the Republicans by a lot. But we're leading against Biden by a lot, a tremendous amount.
There you go. Three times. That's when you know he's lying. She says that. Have you ever noticed that? By three times.
Every
word
that comes out of his mouth is a lie because all he does is repeat himself.
I know. Here we go. We're almost done. When he repeats himself, that's when you know he's lying. That's the trigger.
Look,
so listen
to
him.
You know what, Brian? Okay, and despite what Stanley says, I don't hate the man just to hate the man. I hate the man for what he's done.
Right.
Okay?
Me too.
Right.
You know,
that's true.
I'm sure in another time he might have been a nice person, but everything that he's done, you know, millions of people cannot be wrong and they cannot be lying. They come
that's
out
true.
With the same story.
That's true. That's true. Don't forget to, if you want to shock your coworkers when you're on a break, play the radio show again. We might get them live and call in. Call in. Like, hello from that country over there.
I'm calling from this third world country known as Walmart.
Exactly. Uh-oh, this is worse than Syria. I got two of my friends here. One's in the appliance and the other one's in sporting goods. I'm here stuck in the plants. Here we go. Here we go.
And we're up to a level that they figure the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare. Now, that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen. We can't let it happen. Our country is going to hell. And they come after Donald Trump, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing the FBI. We can't let this continue to go on because it's ripping our country to shreds.
Oh, I see. Like you didn't weaponize Barr when you hired him? I see. And
you know
this
what?
Guy.
My opinion is,
yeah.
Okay, he and Putin conspired to start that war in Ukraine.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, Putin wanted Ukraine, and I think he made a deal with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump says, okay, I can work this out. And then he said he calls Ukraine. He says, you know what, I can work this out, give you what you want, and we give Putin what he wants, but you're going to have to do me a favor first. And then people in Ukraine go, what? Yeah, I'm the United States, and I got missiles pointing at your stupid ass. You're going to have to do me a favor before I even move on this. So he tried to blackmail Ukraine, and so I don't think you're so far off, Ellen. I don't think you're so far off.
You know,
and now
and
back
it's
to
it's not working
yeah.
because
no.
you know we've seized most of the oligarchs' big assets and everything, and a couple of those people were killed.
Well,
they even
exactly.
took their kids' possessions too.
And you know, Pat, and you know, Ellen, over 200,000 Russians have died in this conflict already.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
That's
not looking good.
Because
yeah.
No, it's good. It's good that they're getting their ass kicked. Somebody, you know, Putin.
Finally.
Yeah.
Putin needs to go to jail. We just need to send
yeah.
our Navy SEALs in there and take him down.
Well, we have an international law that we cannot kill a leader of any country.
I didn't say
it's
kill
a,
him. I just said bring him over here and torture his ass. Put him in
torture his ass. We're not killing him. We're just
put him in. what's that prison where we put terrorists?
Guantanamo, Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay.
Like.
Yeah.
Guantanamo.
We need to put him
yeah.
over
Guantanamo,
there.
Yeah.
In Guantanamo Bay. We need to put his ass over there and let him suffer like he made all those people in Ukraine suffer. I mean,
well,
he's
would
even
be
bombing Poland now.
I know. Well, that's a war. That's an act
that's
of war. You cannot do that.
Yeah.
You cannot
yeah.
you cannot do that. You cannot kidnap a leader of a foreign country and bring him over to our soil to torture him for just for fun because the kids need to have something to do. Because it's not
that, you know, we'd be arresting his ass. We'd be arresting
yeah.
his ass for war crimes.
Yeah. And then you put him around and when it comes to the fair as Putin and get a pie in Putin's face and win $5. Here you go. And you know, you got Putin up there and people throwing pies
no,
at him.
Yeah, we'd put him in the dunking tank, but there would be piranhas in there, and every time he fell, they'd eat his ass.
My God, woman, what's going on in that plant? What the hell is going on in piranhas, and they eat his. What the hell? You know, you ever see the Little Shop of Horrors where that plant went crazy? That's Ellen.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
he's talking. I think she's the. I think she's the guy in there, and the plant's talking to her. Hello, Ellen. Hello, plant. I need blood. Okay. That person over there don't look like they have credit. Yeah, I need food. They're plant food. Yeah. Look at them just walking around, touching the leaves and everything, not buying anything. Yeah, they look like plant food to me. Remember that?
You know, I'm just pissed off that everybody's letting Putin get away with this shit. Okay,
we could
go in there. We could put a stop to this right now.
Mm. Well, we can't. You're talking about it. You got to remember, our allies and everything would turn against us, and it'll be an act of war.
No, because you know why? Because our allies want to be in there with us.
I don't know. No, you can't. You can't kidnap a leader of a foreign country. And,
I didn't say kidnap him, Brian. I said bring.
What,
him
what did
over
you
here,
say? Invite him over for
throw his ass in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, against his will. I don't know what we call it. It's like forcing somebody to take a long vacation if they don't want one. I don't know what to say.
Okay, so he's just supposed to keep doing what he's doing and wipe Ukraine off the map?
Until I guess we have to. Now, we got secret footage of Ellen talking to her plants and what's really going on behind. And here it is. We got secret footage of what's going on, Ellen, because you remember what her statement. All we need to do is put him in a bowl of piranhas and let him bite his ass and eat his ass. Where does this come from? And here it is. She's in the plant department, and here's her talking to her plant. I have no idea.
Oh, yes. Come on, I haven't got much blood. Just give me a few days to heal, okay? Then we'll start again on the left
feed
hand and...
Feed me.
I beg your pardon?
Feed me.
Chewy, you talked. You open your trap. You sing and you sing.
Feed me, Crabhorn. Feed me now.
I don't know why the plant got a black accent, but in Louisiana.
Yeah, I just
but this
noticed
is how,
that.
Yeah, I noticed that. And then this is how it started. Ellen goes, you could talk back because she talks to her plant. This is how it started. And here's what happened.
I can't.
I'm starving.
Look, maybe I can squeeze a little more out of this one.
Oh. More!
There isn't any more. What do you want me to do, slit my wrists? Oh, boy. Look, I got an idea. I'm going to go down to Spendrick's and pick up some nice sharp sirloin.
Must be blood.
Tui, that's disgusting.
Must be British.
I don't want to hear this.
Beat me.
Does it have to be human?
Beat me.
Does it have to be mine?
Beat me.
Where am I supposed to get it?
Missy Mo. Feed me all night long.
And that's how it begins with Ellen and her plants watching this movie, and it got to her.
You know what?
Now,
I don't like that movie. I don't like that movie. I don't like the Rocky Horror.
It's a great movie. Really?
No, it's not. Stupid.
It's a... Hey, you know what, Ellen? While you're here, you want to do our performance? Pat, did you ever hear me and Ellen do a live performance on the radio? It is really great.
Brian, you're going to have to give me a little bit more time. I need to practice because I don't even remember the lines.
You don't remember the lines? What was it? It was a Rocky Horror Show, right? It was a Rocky Horror Show.
Yeah, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
We got good reviews. We did. Even by, what was it? I forgot which part of it it was. What was it? It was something like they're getting married or something.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Not Time Warp. Exactly. Let me see who it is.
You know, okay, and to think that Tim Curry was in that movie, you know why I think that's so funny? Because if you remember an episode of Criminal Minds, he played a serial killer on Criminal Minds.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Now, here's how it went. I think I found it. And this is Ellen's best performance. She's just really good. And here's how the original sounded.
Hey, Janet. I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the... skillful way. You beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
Remember that, Ellen? She was absolutely, she was absolutely brilliant. We should have got a Blog Talk Award. So that's the original.
You know, yeah. Oh my God, Brian, speaking of Blog Talk Awards, they actually do have an award ceremony for podcasters.
Do they really?
It's called the iHeart, I think it's iHeart Podcast Awards.
Oh, well, I'm not an iHeart, those bastards.
It doesn't matter. It's just put on by iHeart. It doesn't matter where your show is. It's, you know, it could be on Apple iTunes. It could be on, you know, anybody that has a blog, a podcast.
Well, I should be up for an award. I should. Where's my award? Who's not voting for me?
We still didn't talk about the transgender thing.
I know. We haven't, have we? How much time do we have? How much time do we have? Let me see. Let me see.
That's why Pat came in, because she wants to talk about the transgender thing.
Okay, wait a minute. I could do things. I'm Black Magic, remember? I'm the in this, and we're going to talk about
He's
this.
Extending the show.
You should, there we go. You should see this performance. Ready, Ellen? Before she leaves. You're going to love this, Pat. It's just brilliant. It's just unbelievable, Pat.
What's the
name? Huh?
What's the line that I say? I think
the line that you that's funny. The line that you say is okay, here it is again. Here it is again, and then I'll find your line. Let me see. Pat, I know you're a Rocky Horror Picture fan, aren't you? You have to be. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Let me see. Here's the line. You say, I say, hey, Janet. You say, yes, Brad. I got something to say. You go, uh-huh. I said, I really love the skillful way that you catch the other girl's bouquet. You go, oh, Brad.
I couldn't remember his name.
It was Brad.
Okay.
And that was it. You know, damn it, Janet. So that's it. And so here's the original again.
Hey, Janet.
Yes, Dad.
I've got something to say.
Uh-huh.
I really love the skillful way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet.
That's it. That's it. She does it so good, and she hates the movie. But I don't know if I could do it. Let me see. Let me turn this down. You ready, Ellen? This is your last thing. Come on.
Yeah.
You tell your girls at work. Okay. So you say yes, Brad, and then I said I got something.
I'll send them the link to the show.
Okay. And then you go, uh-huh. And then you go, I really love the way you, oh, Brad. And then we cut it. Here we go.
Okay.
We got it. There we go. Okay. Here we go. Let's see it. Take one. Ellen Johnson playing Janet in Rocky Horror Picture Show and lovable host of ours and a radio personality. Let's give it up for Brian Hammer Jackson. Yeah, he should win an award as we all voted for him. Thank you. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, Janet.
Hey.
Janet! Where's my Janet? Hello, Janet! Janet! Take two! This is why I'm not winning my prize! Where's Janet just said, fuck it. Fuck it, I'm off to play another role. All right, we got some people. We got some people in the studio, and we'll get to it. Oh, that could have been so good. Janet says, "Fuck it, I'm leaving you on your own. Die, 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 die." 352, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson and Janet.
Oh my God,
and Miss Pat.
Hey, Miss Pat. Hey, Brian Hammer. Hey, Miss Janet. Good morning. Greetings in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don G. CEO. I'm just getting in. And y'all have a very hot topic today. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Well, Pastor Don is not really Janet, is Ellen. Remember Ellen Johnson? She's the guest today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, Ellen?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay.
Pastor Don Jr. is...
Well,
is,
all right. I see the old who's there.
Yeah. Pastor. Now, have you been drinking? You sound a little happy today, Mr. Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team.
Well, to answer that question, I'm not at liberty to say I'm upset. I'm not at liberty to say I'm happy. I'm excited.
You've been in that sacred wine again with the Catholics.
Oh, man, I'm really just getting in. And
I know you are. You sound great.
Come on.
You sound great. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, everybody, the winning team. Good to see you, man. And we'll get right to our we're going to get right to our story. You know, we know this was happening. We knew it was happening. And again, I'm the first one to say it. I'm the first one to say it. We're not going to stop this bullshit until somebody gets seriously hurt or until somebody seriously dies. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
I'm not kidding you. Here's the title of our show. We're not going to listen to Trump all day. We already know his stuff. Here it is. Here it is. Here's the newscast. It's 2 minutes. Listen to this, the beginning of our story, and it'll be our story. Here we go. Listen to this.
I'm a transgender woman, and my dream was always to be loved and be accepted.
Ask your healthcare provider if Biktarvy is right for you, and visit Biktarvy.com to view the important facts, including important warnings.
There you go.
The Kentucky General Assembly passing a sweeping anti-trans bill. Now, the WHS 1119 was there in Frankfurt for the vote tonight. The bill bans gender-affirming medical care for minors, allows teachers to ignore a student's preferred pronouns, and trans students from using the restroom tied to their gender identities. WHAS 1119's Connor Steffen and photojournalist Elijah McKenzie have the emotional reaction.
Despite the desperate cries,
I'm embarrassed and I'm appalled and I'm scared. I won't know.
And impassioned pleas.
How dare you? You're going to kill kids. Their blood will be on your hands.
Kentucky GOP lawmakers succeed in getting anti-trans legislation to the governor's desk, where it's expected to be vetoed.
Shame on you. I would thank you for your time, but I am honest to God, so embarrassed, ashamed, and for the first time in my life, I wish I was not a Kentuckian.
It's hard to put into words just how fast-moving this bill was. During a surprise Senate Education Committee vote, Republican Senator Max Wise and Representative David Mead blindsided everyone, reviving what was thought to be a dead Senate Bill 150.
There is evidence that this is harmful to children, and that's our job is to protect children, and that's what we're doing here.
That's right. It's really harmful to the children. Our job to protect children. Children, you go ahead and eat your fentanyl and stop this nonsense about this transgender shit. Because we got enough problems at school, and you know what that means. And you know, Billy Ray, you on the farm, you quit dealing with your sister and that cow next door. That cow got big tits, but that's not really human tits. You just don't know the difference. You need to go to school, boy. That's just me. We go back to the news. Sorry.
A new expanded version includes far-reaching measures. It would have school districts create explicit bathroom policies, forcing trans students to abide by their biological sex. It also bans gender-affirming care for anyone in Kentucky under the age of 18. That's both surgical procedures and non-surgical procedures.
We are attacking a group of vulnerable people, as we're calling late meetings, and sneaking bills in. This is not good government.
The director of Planned Parenthood told me this bill is the farthest-reaching anti-trans legislation in the entire country. Supporters say it backs parental rights.
You watched the committee or were in the committee, you would have seen the testimony from certain doctors and certain mental health professionals, so yes, there were some consultants.
But opponents believe it will lead young queer Kentuckians to leave the state or worse.
Please think about a kid that you know. Think about how you would feel if a kid you knew couldn't get access to medical care and they came home and you found them dead.
The General Assembly will have time to override any vetoes. Lawmakers return for that in 2 weeks. In Frankfort, Connor Steffen for the WHAS 1119.
The Kentucky Democratic Party calling it a Frankenstein bill tonight. More reaction from Kentucky Congressman Morgan McGarvey of Louisville saying this is so miserable, mean, and misinformed, the Republicans had to sneak it through late in the session despite having supermajorities. And Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg tonight sending encouragement to the LGBTQ community saying, I share your anger and despair. We will keep fighting and ultimately win.
Neurologists.
There you go. So they passed a law in Kentucky saying, we're not going to mess with this. No, we're not doing it. We're not taking it. We took a lot of shit. But we're not taking this. We're going to vote for that bill. We're going to have no transgender people changing on us. They come to school as Sally, and next thing you know, they're Sal. And they don't. And then we call the roll. Sally's not there no more. Not going to happen. I go in the student lounge, and there's this transgender. He was there. They're fucking themselves. When we said, go fuck you, he was actually doing it. It's not the way it works. Not the way it works. So that's the Republican Party. Here's the caption right here. Right. It says, people are furious as track star sues after losing to a transgender girl. Here's the story, and this is our main story right here. But before we get into that, there is a serious notion, and we got to play both sides. Suicide among the transgender is 50%. More than 50% of trans and non-binary youth in the United States consider suicide, but it is very high for transgenders with suicidal. 34,000 people, as far as 34,000 queer and trans youth ages from 13 to 24, are alarming high rates of suicide attempts, depression, and anxiety across liberal and conservative regions. You know, when we talk about the kids and saving our kids, there are trans kids out there. You got to remember, you're not the only kid. There are different kids out there. There are kids right now who are struggling if they're homosexual, if they're gay, if they're transgender, or if they're just asexual. Now, I know I tell the story that I speak because my cousin was he had both. He had a vagina and a dick. What do you call it? Hermaphrodite. He was a hermaphrodite. You know, I didn't want to see it, but I know it's there. And he didn't really, and for far as I know, and I'm being really honest, he slept with his mom till he was 34 years old. At the same time, he was working with the FBI, and here's what happened. It was a big scandal. This girl wanted to go out with him, and he decided not to go out with him, and then she found out who he was, and she told the FBI, and they fired him for being gay. But he wasn't really gay. He wasn't gay. He just didn't partake into the pussy. Now, pussy partaking is a different thing. It's an acquired taste. If you like to partake in the pussy. Oh, there's Pastor. Sorry, Pastor. But it is. It's an acquired taste. You just don't go and eat the pussy going, It's like a Japanese dessert. You got to push it on you slowly. Slowly and go, what is that? Well, that's pussy. Interesting. Would you like some more? I believe I do. You still want to play this to your friends at work? So.
Not this particular show, no.
Yeah, pick your poison. You think the other ones are any better? Let's try to find this one. Pussy participation is very popular. And we do have people who want, not only do they like the pussy, they want to have the pussy. And there are people, and drawing a pussy on your ass does not count. So stop it, youth. It's a very serious thing. We got suicide going on, and you got to understand that there are transgender kids out there. There are transgender. When did this happen? I mean, we're talking about it now in 2023. We're talking about it. When did the first transgender, when did this come to be a reality? Because I don't remember it 15 years ago. I don't remember it 10 years ago.
Mm-mm.
So when did this phenomenon happen? That
3 years ago.
You think so? Is it that young? Is it that young?
Uh-oh.
If it's
Uh-oh,
that...
Brian. The helicopter is flying over my house. I think they're looking for you.
Probably. Is he going to be in town again? We still haven't forgave him about urinating on the homeless. But
why did he come to my house?
You know how it is, trying to find clues. Where's Waldo?
Oh, God.
But
shouldn't they have separate teams for those kids? Shouldn't they have separate teams?
I don't know.
Transgender?
I don't know, but I don't know who's the first transgender it was. It had to be more than 3 years ago because the Kardashians, what's his name? He had to be at least 5 years transgender now, right? What's his name, Bruce?
Yeah, but there was the odd ones, but there wasn't the big push like now.
Yeah. So
there was
we
the
can,
odd ones.
That is true. That is true. But they're here now. I mean, they landed. They're here. And I just want to give the... I know. I try to be serious, and I still like, what is the fuck? What the fuck is he saying? They landed. I know where they are. They're at Walmart. I don't know what he's talking about. That's the home planet. But the thing about it
is that's
a mothership. That's a mothership. And you're gonna. We had in the news. I am not. I swear. I'm telling you the truth. I swear to God. I'm telling you. I'm not embellishing this. This is true. I'm turning on the news, and it was like I think it was Friday night. And on the title it says UFO has landed. Maybe you can search it. UFO landed in Las Vegas. I'm going. UFO landed in Vegas. Why would a UFO go to Vegas? Can you imagine a UFO? I think I'm going to go gamble in Vegas. I think Britney Spears is a plane.
Beep, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep.
Be careful.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop.
I will.
No, there's a big desert for them to land in.
Right. They're going to gamble, taking a vacation. So I swear to you, this is all true. This is the news. So I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, I'm going to wait for it. You know, they show all the stuff. I'm waiting for the UFO landed in Vegas. So, boom, there it is, UFO landed in Vegas. And, of course, they have witnesses. And, of course, guess what, Pastor Don Jr., Junior CEO? They're black. I'm going, please don't let them be black. Please don't let them be black. They're black. Okay, so now I go, oh, dear Lord. So now they go to the story.
Oh.
And you can see it. It's on. You should see it. And they interview him. I go, oh dear Lord, please. And they interview him. And so they go. So what happened was this cop was driving on a highway. The cop was driving on a highway, and he sees this green blob hoovering over the city, and it disappears. Yeah, it was. That's how he described it. It was a green glowy thing, and beep 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 beep, and he didn't think any of it. Then somebody called the police. Hello, this is Las Vegas Police Department. Yo, motherfucker. Hello. Yeah, you know, we're drinking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, sir. Well, what are you? I want to afford a UFO. A what? You know what I'm talking about, motherfucker. You know, UFO. What's up, cuz? What's up? You mean a UFO? Yes. That. They get the call. And, of course, the police have to go investigate it. I'm watching the news. Now I'm intrigued. Because we got a white cop going to the sightings of a UFO. I'm thinking, okay, Laverne, you got to see this. I'm getting my juices up. I go, oh, I'm going to put this on air. This is going good. We finally got, you know, we got a cop and we got some drunken people. I mean, that works. So they go there, and I'm sitting there in the TV. This is going to be good. We finally got confirmation. Yes. And one guy comes out with a 40. I'm going, oh, dear Lord. Holding the 40. He wasn't spilling anything. And the cops come up to him and says, did you see it? And he says, yes. And I can describe him. I go, oh, God. And it's all there. Trust me. It's go to YouTube. You see it. And I'm looking at the TV. I'm going, why did they have to be black? Why couldn't they be Mexican? Why couldn't they be Eurasian? Why couldn't it be a Ukraine dude? No. And then the guy is saying, well, they were about 10 feet tall and they had one eye. That was his description. And they were in my backyard.
What the hell?
That's his description. 10 feet tall and they had one eye and they were in his backyard.
Really?
The police says, yeah, the police says, uh-huh. So the police left without shooting somebody.
Wow.
He was tired. So he leaves, and then he just says, you know what, we're not going to document this. I'm going to go on with my route. That's what happened. That's what happened. That's what happened on the news. That's what exactly what happened. Now, you get confirmation from some people who are drinking, and they describe what he looks like. So now you got to look for five UFOs guys who are about 10 feet tall with one eye, and it's not hard to find them. Sure, there's not. I mean, if you go, I could imagine if you go to the lineup and you got four guys who are there and there's one tall guy with one eye in the lineup and then you ask the people, can you identify the person? Let me see. I think it's that one. The one with the one eye, right? Could be, but the other, but number three looks a little different. You know, it just doesn't work. That's how it works. So there you go. And so what I'm trying to say is that we do have transgender people among us. Yes, we do. Now, what do we do with them? See, you can't give women the same rights as you give men because you can't put women and men in sports together. We're equal, but they're not equal. So what do you do with them? They're in the gray area.
They need
to
have separate teams, Brian. I'm telling you.
They do, but you can't separate them because then again, you are separating the people. And here's the story. So it's this girl. Her name is, let's say, Chelsea. I guess her name is Chelsea. Now, Chelsea. Now, Chelsea is upset because this girl beats her 20 times in a race, so she's pissed. Chelsea Mitchell, she lost more than 20 races that she claims was a direct result of the state policy allowing transgender girls to compete in girls' track. Now, she beat everybody else, but she can't beat this one person who's a transgender. Does she have a point? I don't know. So you know what she's doing? She's suing the state. She's suing the state of Connecticut. She says at the end of the day, this it's just about fairness.
Okay, maybe
right.
She needs to get over herself. Maybe she's just not as good as she thought she was.
But you got to admit that she's running against a boy who calls himself a transgender.
Okay,
he has an unfair advantage.
No, boys and girls run against each other all the time.
Interesting.
But for other sports, there is a strength difference.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you got me out there. I did not know they could compete like that. This is all new to me.
Yeah, this girl just needs to get over herself.
I don't know.
I mean, we're a Sue happy country, okay? She needs to grow up.
You know, sooner or later, do you believe sooner or later, Ellen, in wrestling or in track or in really
it's
competition
kind
of sports?
Wrestling is a lot different because if it's a boy trying to be a girl, then he could actually hurt somebody. Or a girl trying to be a boy, they could actually get hurt in wrestling.
Well,
yep.
But it's not. But it's not fair. Even if it's not a contact sport, it's not fair. But you know what's going to happen is you're going to have these small countries who can never compete in the Olympics. You know, these countries, the Olympics are coming out next year. And you're going to have these small countries you never heard of, and they're going to recruit about four or five transgenders as women. No, if I was the leader of that country, I would do it. Huh?
People need to stop being wah-wahs.
But what I'm trying to say is, what happens if you have this country, you know, Barbados, boo-boo-boo, and they're racing against our women, and they're kicking our asses, and they're getting medals, and you know they're transgender because, wait, well, you know they're transgenders because they look like a woman, but when they set the medal, those little tight pants, you got a big heart on that you have never seen a woman have before, and that they want, and going, wait a minute, something's, and he's hanging his medal on it. What are you going to do?
You know what? Maybe they need to grow up and stop being little wham-wahs.
Well, I am sorry, Ellen. If you're running down the woods and you think it's your girlfriend and all of a sudden you look down and he has the biggest boner you ever saw, you're going to kind of not going to go, wow, wow. You're going to go, okay, let's stop right here. Is there something you need to tell me? I mean, we shower together. We go to this. We work out.
Why the hell would I be running through the woods? Unless he was dressed up as Freddy or Jason or Michael Myers and trying to kill me.
You know you about the woods. You know it's dark in there and we could possibly get killed. Should
yeah.
we go? Okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes.
No, that's Jesse always wanting to try and get you in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can see it now. You and I, after we're high, we're running in the woods, and you say, it's kind of cold out here. I go, well, if you put some underwear on, maybe you wouldn't be as cold running in the woods like that.
You're not going to let go of that one, are you?
I'm not. I'm going to milk it as long as I... You know, I have no underwear. I don't either.
He's been milking that thing for like 7 years.
I've been milking that, and it's still as funny as hell as fuck.
It is.
She also had...
First combination that I came up with.
Oh, that was actually really good. It was good. So it was like, I guess Ellen wanted to get drunk, and I was wanting to go, no, you should not drink liquor. It's not good for you. Ellen goes, oh, shut up, you pussy. Okay. Bully me. It's nothing but bullying me. You little sweet, you think you're big and bad on the radio, but you're nothing but a little cheap pussy. Not cheap. I'm expensive. Shut up. Shut up. You can speak what I tell you to speak. There's no cameras on you right now. You little bitch. So that's how the conversation was at the hotel. So she did invent something. She did invent something. And she goes, hey, Brian, look what I invented. Because I was watching the basketball. She was busy doing her chemistry setting and pouring his and tasting this. Go, not quite there. I'm going, what the hell? And she'd be pouring something. Almost. What the hell is going on? I'm listening to sports and everything. And you go, perfect. Try this. You ever notice that when something stinks or something and you're not quite sure, you already know it's bad. It's like, ooh, that smells. Hey, smell this. You know, it's like one of those. It's like, kind of strong. Try this. What is it? I don't know. Well, did you have it? I'm waiting for you to see what you think. Huh. And I tried it. And what was it? It was Coke and what? It was Coke and what?
It was
interesting.
Kahlua and Coke.
It was Kahlua and Coke. I've had rum and Kahlua before. And I've had that. But I don't think I had Kahlua just with Coke itself. And it was quite good.
Yeah, huh? It tasted like it came out tasting like Dr. Pepper.
It really did.
Did it?
You would have to have it cold though. Make sure you cut it, or if you have it in warm, it's kind of like, you know, cough syrup. But really refreshing.
The Coke was cold and
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it was. It was really quite refreshing. Next thing you know, we're laughing at the news. Well, three people have been found dead in a rat trap. Did you hear that? Everything is funny. Everything's funny with the Kahlua and Coke. Everything is funny with weed. I mean, the worst catastrophe is the funniest shit. Well, the airplane went down and two people had to eat each other and to save their lives. It's a tragic story. It's a horror story. They ate each other. You become 5 years old when you're low. When you're high, you become five. You really do.
Oh. That's me on shrooms.
Exactly, Pat, right? Right? You become 5 years old, right? You really do.
Yeah.
That's funny. Look at the nose on that person. and go, that's your mother. Oh. Still funny.
I remember when I used to do acid, I used to love watching commercials. Oh, they fascinated me.
They were fascinating. They were. But they're subliminal. I mean, you go to the old commercials, you know, like you go to they bring back the classic commercial, and if you're on shrooms, it kind of like child molestation. You're like, hi, Daddy. Well, you know, son, it's normal to have Cheerios and to sit on your daddy's lap, you know, like with his little pipe going, well, this is strange. June, you were a little hard on the beaver last night, weren't you? You know, I don't know. just me. If you don't know what I'm saying, you need to smoke some weed. 352, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. How much time I have? 34 minutes. There you go. Hey, welcome back, Pastor Don Jr., CEO.
But I'm on fire.
I'm glad you're back. But it is true. When you get high or drunk, you reduce to 5 years old. Things are funny to you that never been funny before. It's just funny. Look at that guy. You remember Tony? Yeah, he got hit by a subway the other day. Oh, that was funny, man. Dude's lips were still on the windshield, and his body was already in the other neighborhood, and his lips are still on there, and they had to get the windshield wiper to wipe his lips off. That was cool, dude. I mean, you just – the weirdest thing, when you're high, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Unless you're – see, I'm not a good high person. I'm a paranoid high. And I remember one time, see, I'm okay if you leave me alone or you leave me in my house, but don't take me outside. I'm not an outside high person. And there are some people who could get high and they get drunk and they love. They just want to go outside. I'm high. Let's go outside. Why do you want to go outside? Let's just go outside. They need to go outside in public. And you think they're maintaining. Don't they? They think they're maintaining. That's right, the subway. Or high, dude. Nobody will know. Dude, you're licking the pole. So I'm not that guy. So one time they convinced me, like Alan, and I'm paranoid as fuck. I don't know what they gave me.
You were the one that wanted to go outside.
Well, not all the way, just around the parking lot, close enough to run back into the door, but I don't like to go to the public. You know, we barely made it past the door, and we couldn't find the doors. Like, where are we at? I don't know. But so I went out. They convinced me one time to go out, and we're going to the store. And you don't go to the store. First of all, that bell, I'm a paranoid high. I go in and beep, beep.
No,
what the
fuck? You do not go to the store with Brian. Okay?
I
learned this.
Yeah, that is true. Even sober, we don't. And the cops are following us. Not cool. You do not. You do not go to the store.
I think we were coming back from the store, and this woman, she was leaning over this car, and I said, "Wow, she's a prostitute."
Exactly. Exactly. And I said, "No, she's not." Then she skated by us, and her butt's hanging out, going, "Okay." Yes, you called her a hole.
Over the open window of a car, okay?
She was a grandmother talking to her grandchildren. Oh, look at that prostitute.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah, right.
You were right, though. You were right. You were absolutely right. Ellen spotted the prostitutes. There was another one in the daytime, and Ellen goes, oh, and she was on rollerblades, and they passed by. Ellen goes, yeah, she's a prostitute. I go, how can you? And then I looked at her, and her half her ass, and I go, oh, it's like Meals on Wheels. You're right. So, yeah, she spots them. But you just don't go in. I'm not a high guy. Don't take me outside. I'm paranoid. My head's on a swivel. You know, it's like I see a butterfly and going colors.
You're not high.
Yeah.
Outside when you're not high. Tell them what you did in the store.
What did I do in the store? with the melons, and you fell for the melons. You call me stupid. And not the melons.
That was part of it. Okay. I'm talking about you proclaimed yourself king of that country.
I did. Yes, I did. We're in a Filipino shop, and we wanted to get some Filipino food, and it was a market. And we got a high number, and people were having their numbers ahead of us. So I tried to be a diplomat, and I went in front of the line going, you want to trade, dude? He goes, are you kidding me? I got number one. You got 100 and something. Yeah. No, I don't want to trade. So, and we were in a hurry. And I said, you know what? There's only one way to do this. So I yelled in the store, I am now king of this market. And I've overran the market. No, they still kept me. I pronounce, I am king. And a lady goes, excuse me, king, I'm in front of you. I go, you know what? I could behead you. She ignored me. Yeah, I proclaimed, right in the middle of the market, I proclaimed that I am King Bryant, and I am now in charge, and I should be out in front. They looked at us for about 2 minutes, and they go, okay. And they turned around and go, nobody's moving us from this place, king. You must be Roddy King, because we're not going to obey you, you motherfucker. We want the food. I did.
Yeah, and then, by the time we got up there, there was no food left.
There was no food there. I took the food. I'm going, okay, we want to order this. There was no food. Sorry, there's no food. What do you mean? And they scraped the bones. They scraped the bones and some sauce. That's what we took. It was bones and sauce.
You know what? It was actually good. It was light food with hot dogs in it.
It was good. Ellen was sucking on that bone like she was natural to it.
I know. I didn't like the bone.
I go, you sure know how to suck? You sure know how to suck it? Yeah, I'm just hungry. But you sure know how to suck the meat off that bone? That was gone. It's like a lizard. It was gone.
I
go, where did you learn?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just hungry. I'm sure. And then she licked the end of it a little bit. I go, huh. Interesting. I haven't seen that since that sex show in 95. I'm just hungry. Just hungry. Give me another bone. Okay. Where was I? Okay. Well, that's enough. We had some good times, and then we had some bad times, and then we had some good times, and then we had some bad times, and then we had some good times. What was that song, Good Times? Beans on bone. On the, was that good times? That wasn't
that
good
was
times.
That was
a Jefferson. What
is
good times? What was the good times? What is their, where was their theme?
I don't know if they had
making
a
way
for good
what?
Yeah, they did have
good
times. I didn't hear. Wait a minute, there's somebody. Say that again. Tell me what good times. What was it?
Temporary as well.
Good yeah, that's right. Temporary. Yeah, that's right. Wow.
Yeah, and you know who sang that song? Roxy Roker sang that song, I think.
Who did?
I think Roxy Roker
She's
sang
correct.
That song.
I don't Leoma. Think so. Yeah, she sung it. Leoma,
mm-hmm.
She sung that.
What, Thelma sang it?
Yes. She was the one who sung it. Was it Thelma? Was that her character?
Thelma. It was Thelma.
Oh, Thelma. Thelma? Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear. Here we go.
No, it's a guy that sang it.
Wow, wasn't that great?
Come on now.
Wasn't that great?
Classic.
Wasn't that great? God, it brings. I wonder how the pitch goes. All right, we got this black family. Okay. And they can't pay the rent. Uh-huh. And they're always hustling. Uh-huh. Hey, and we got the little one. We got the little kid, and he's like a revolutionary, like Malcolm X. Uh-huh. And then we got the main character, JJ. And JJ just sits there with his mouth and everything with his goofy hat like Gilligan. And he just says, dynamite! Yeah.
Call skinny beanpole, JJ.
Right.
Jackson.
Right. And then we got the mother, and she's always looking to God for help. She's always looking for Jesus because she just wants to get the hell out of there. Let's run it. The white people will love it. Let's go for it. Wow.
You know what? And that
wow.
show made history. Just like All in the Family made history, and so did the Jeffersons, all of those shows.
Yeah. You know, I've always...
The Jeffersons made history because it had the first interracial marriage.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Remember?
Good teacher.
Yeah, Roxy Roker and what's his name?
Sherman Harmsley or something. Yeah, the character.
No, that's different. No, that.
No,
was
no,
Jefferson.
No. I keep getting the Jeffersons and the Good Time. What are we talking about? Because they all sound alike.
We're talking about,
and I'm a black
Jefferson.
Man to say that.
Who are we talking about?
The Jefferson?
Jeffersons.
Okay, Jefferson with Lionel. Lionel was the son. Am I correct with the Jeffersons?
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
Was the son. No, Lionel was George and Louise's son.
Okay. Now, the interracial couple, the people next door.
They were upstairs. Yeah, they were upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
They had the British. Was it the British guy? Yeah.
No, that was the guy that lived down the hall from them. Lionel married their daughter.
Okay.
And she also had a brother.
Wow.
So you didn't see very much of her brother. He came into the show every once in a while, and he was white, just like his dad.
The brother was white. Okay.
The brother was white, yes.
Okay, well, let me give you some trivia. Who was the maid? Who was the maid on, because that's what spinned it off, Maude. Was Maude a maid? And then she went on her own show?
No, Maude was not a maid. You're talking about 227.
Okay, 227. No. Who played 227? I barely remember 227.
The maid that was on the Jeffersons.
Oh, was she on 227?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead. Pass it down. Oh, she was.
She was the mom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, she was the star of the show, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Now.
Yeah, I think her name was Marla Gibbs.
Was that Marla
Correct.
Gibbs?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes,
wow. Very good, Ellen. Very good. Now, Lionel was with All in the Family, wasn't he? Wasn't he the neighbor?
Yeah.
Wasn't
the
Jefferson?
Jefferson spun off from All in the Family.
Because yeah, because Lionel and Meathead were kind
door.
Of friends, weren't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jefferson used to live next door to the Bunkers. And then George became rich when he opened up his dry cleaning business.
Okay. Okay, and then that would spun off the Jeffersons.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Now,
227,
what
spun
off
227?
But so how did Marla Gibbs get her own show? Wasn't she a maid somewhere before she got her own show on 227?
She was the maid for the Jeffersons.
Oh, she was.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Damn.
Because,
that's
okay,
what happened.
She got her own show when the Jeffersons, you know, when the series finale happened. She got her own show after that.
Mm. Interesting. That's World of the Sitcom. World of the Sitcoms, man. That's really interesting. Wow. And how come these sitcoms, the black comedy sitcoms, they're always like Sanford and Son. He lived in a junkyard. I think the Jeffersons were the first one.
The early 70s.
Right.
Early 70s.
Yeah, because I think you're right. The Jefferson was the one who went the deluxe apartment in the sky. I think they were the first one successful, right? They made it on up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Jefferson made all kinds of history.
Hmm. When Mr. Jefferson started walking and his arm moving back and forth, man, I thought he was going to break his arm. That walk was just unbelievable.
Yeah,
everybody knows George Jefferson's walk.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, when I was a kid, They used to, and you guys are from different parts of the state. We used to call it Crippin'. That's what we used to call it. When you were cool and you walk, you leaned one way and your arm swung back the other, you're Crip styling. Now, that's what we used to call it. I don't know what they call it on the East Coast. Do you remember that, Pastor Don? Do you remember? I don't know what they used. Did they have a name for it? I don't know where you're located, but did they call it something else?
Where I'm from, they call it a pimp walk.
Pimp walk. Uh-huh. That's it. Yeah, they they used to do that. Yeah, that was the style back then. If you were cool, yeah, Pastor Don Jr., did you pimp walk? Come on, you had to do it once or twice in your lifetime.
Oh, yes. That was the thing. It was then. That's what everybody was doing. It wasn't damn crazy. It was the way you moved.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, come on. Everybody wanted to be George Jefferson. That's what I grew up in. A black man with a business in 1975. Come on now. Now it's
where
he would talk, but back in the day it was unheard of. It's like, what, a black man got a business? No, you need a business.
If he comes in there with a pimp walk, you know he's trying to rob the place. What the fuck? With a hat and everything. Shit. I did it. And then later we called it, and then you're in a car. You did it in a, I remember you could only do it in a big car. So my second car was a Grand Prix. Back in the day, they had Grand Prix. Look it up. There were real good cars, Grand Prix. And my Grand Prix. Really? And my Grand Prix had a circular back seat. Do you guys remember that? It was a back seat, but it's like a half moon kind of thing. It wasn't a straight back seat, but kind of curved a little bit.
Which
and that's how, it was a Grand Prix. A Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And it had this circular back seat. And I was cool. I was cool. And then I would bump the music. Of course, it would be the 70s music. And I would bump the music, and I would lean back. I would just lean back. I would lean back till you could barely, you know when you're cool because you could barely see where you're going. You just got eyebrows, and you could kind of lift your head a little bit to see that you're still on the road. That's how cool you were, you know. And then you lean to the side because you did the gangster lean, you know? And that's when you ran over.
You can't forget about the soundtrack. Shaft was playing in that car. I know Shaft was playing somewhere in that car. I had
it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to play that jam. And you're sitting there going, oh, Brian looks cool. He just ran over another kid on a bicycle, but he still looked good doing it. Because you can't see, you know what I'm saying? You can't see the road.
Come on.
There were people, oh, Pastor, there were people who couldn't, they went so far down that they could barely see the road. They had to lift their chin to see the road. I mean, where I was, that's how it was. That's how it was. It was diamond in the back, sun rooftop, come on. Come on now.
Bring in the cement, gangster lean. Come on, man. I know.
Gangster white walls.
I'm with you. Come on.
That's how it was, man. And who sung that for Bonus? For Bonus, who sung that song? For Bonus? Was it Curtis Mayfield? I'm thinking it's Curtis Mayfield sung it. Curtis was cool, man. Curtis was freaking cool. See, okay, imagine Pastor Don Jr., CEO, driving down in a Cadillac. Imagine I'm cruising with him, Cool Brian. And this is a song that we're bumping. We're bumping right here. You know, I'm waving at him, shaking my head, and he's saying, yeah, he's shaking his head. And it happened to be a one-way street, but Pastor Don's making it a two-way highway. So here we go. And we're bumping the song.
Though you may not try, agree. Gang the white wall, TV angel in the back. You may not have a car at all.
just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lady, gangster white girl.
Now that's what you'd be hearing, and if you drive down the boulevard, mm-hmm. black women take off their top and show you their titties. Miles and miles of titties.
You're lying. I'm sorry. No shenanigans. You're lying. It did not happen. That did not happen. Like, no. I'm sorry, Ryan. I have to reject your deposit. Black women don't go topless. That didn't start happening until the 90s. It wasn't no freaking clean back none of that. They had standards.
Man.
We don't have standards no more. Come on, man.
Yours had standard. I was on Sunset Boulevard.
I know, but I'm saying the industry, the world, they didn't go down like that. I will not let nothing go down that's not right. Now, I know this is the Brian Hammer Jackson in the Morning Show. I know we say extreme things, but certain things is right and wrong, and that was a whole movement in society. Everything was changing. Yeah, civil rights movement, all that, and the songs that Curtis Mayfield put out never ever will I let that go down, because he's a revolutionary in music, and I'm a real big music buff. But them songs changed the world, they changed the music, everything.
Wow. No, I hear you. You know, music, it's funny. Music has a way to really, you know, make people go back to certain things and everything.
It sets the atmosphere.
But, you know,
if you watch any movie, the music sets the atmosphere. If you hear that, dun, 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 you know somebody about to get killed. I don't know
right.
why. Somebody
so I got to get killed.
Somebody's going to die. Right. It's guaranteed.
Yeah.
Now, if you hear like harps and stuff like that, it's going to be a happy scene. But if that music come on, and it's real eerie, and you don't hear nothing, so you know somebody's going to be dead within the next 5 minutes. Guaranteed. I don't care what you're watching, when you're watching it. I mean, even you look at Psycho.
Right.
You got a 15-minute scene, it's like, dun, dun, and he don't do nothing. There's no dialogue. It's just straight music. And then he finally stabbed the chick. Then it's like, oh, wow, okay, she gets stabbed.
Wow.
Music sets the atmosphere.
That is
That's
true.
That's the word I want to bring to the topic.
That is true. But you know, if you ever, you know, you should do an experiment, Pastor. If you ever introduce a white girl to Luther, she'll lose her crazy mind. She'll lose her mind. Go, why are my panties wet? I don't know. Becky, why are my panties wet?
Okay.
I don't know, but I've been wet before you.
I gotta ask you a question. And we talk about transgender, that's the topic. How can
right.
one of the biggest flaming gay guys in the world make the best love songs we still pump in our cars today? How? I want to ask you that, Byron. How? Man, that Luther was one of the greatest love song makers. I done made kids off Luther. And at the end of the day, his music was so above his time, but his lifestyle was so behind his time. So how can you put two and two together to make millions of sales and records? It don't add up to me, but it happened. I've seen them on to us.
Well, let's do an experiment. I think Ellen knows Luther. You know Luther Vandross, right, Ellen? It may not work on you.
Yeah.
You know Luther, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, she knows
but
Luther.
I don't think Pat knows Luther. She's in Canada. I don't think Pat knows
Brian, Luther.
Yeah.
I think Luther Vandross is from Canada, so she should know him.
He's from Canada?
Yeah, you got a good point.
No, he's not. Is he really from Canada? Luther? Are you serious?
Yes.
Really? I did
not
know that.
Yes.
No way.
He is from Canada.
I did not know that. Okay. Let's try an experiment. Pat, I want you to relax. Yes, relax. Listen to the sound of my voice. Sorry, I was eating. Forget that. Okay, wait. All right.
Watch the swing and play with them. You're about to be hypnotized. That,
you are.
That's what he said.
You are.
I thought it was from Canada. But Brian,
yeah.
I have to take a phone call.
Okay. I'm going to play a little Luther. Thank you. I hope you come back. We're almost done. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
I forgot what Luther's number one song was. That, oh, come on.
It's all right. Skibbidi-bidi-boo. Oh, yeah. We're having a house party. That's the name of the record. House party. That was
oh, house
record.
Party.
Huge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see. There was three of them. There was Luther. There was stylist. It was Hal Melvin and Blue Notes. Luther, come on, come on. There were three of them. Damn it. Marvin Gaye was one of them. Luther, Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye.
What about
Gaye.
Teddy Pendergrass?
Teddy Pendergrass. That's the one. Teddy.
Come on.
Teddy.
Come on.
Wow, you're right. I should be out of the club. Teddy, man. You play Teddy. The women go crazy, and they could be yelling at you. Why are you not around? Why are you not around? You hang around with your friend. You play Teddy like, ooh, come on, baby,
right.
Dance with me.
Right.
They lose their mind. this is Luther. This is Luther, but I don't think this is a song. But he's singing "Always Forever." Is that Luther's song? I didn't know that was his song.
No, that was a. Oh, you got me. Oh, and I know who that is. It only took my tongue. I know exactly who you're talking about because so many people redid the song.
Right.
And I'm trying
always
to get past
and forever. Yeah. Right. You remember that one. Who was that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Ooh.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to play this song. Now, Pat, you tell me. You tell me when you started getting sexy, okay? You heard the name. You heard the name. You heard
yeah,
the name.
Okay.
I'm going to play the man. I'm going to tell you, Pat, no woman could resist this voice. Here it goes. Listen to this, Pat. You tell me when you start getting all sexy. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, Pat. I'm going to take the TKO, Pat. That's just me, Pat. I'm just warming you up. I'm the warm-up act. Okay, here's Luther. I mean, here's Teddy. This is Teddy Pendergrass. This is Teddy.
Yeah.
Teddy Pendergrass. Even makes straight men going, am I? No, I'm not.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed it indeed. Time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. Mm-hmm. For another fight, things ain't right. I'm losing again. Take the fool and lose twice. Start all over again. Think I'd better let it go. Looks like another love TKO.
Oh.
All right, Pat.
Classic.
Let's do the test, Pat.
No, I didn't do it.
Oh, no. I am sorry, but I think I have a hard-on that will last for another 6 hours, and I'm a straight man.
I was married off that song. Let me stop.
Were you really, Pastor Don? Pastor Don Jr., you're married there? Wow. Wow.
No, I was married. I wasn't conceived off that record.
Oh.
Like that.
I think a lot of kids, you know, were. I mean, come on. Another love TKO. You can't get more sexy than that. Okay, Pat, you're a little harder for the foreplay. Let me bring in the big boys. You know who I'm talking about. Come on. There was Luther. There was Teddy Pendergrass. There was Marvin Gaye. And we're missing the big guy. The big guy.
Lenny Williams, I know him personally. He's a friend of my family. Mr.
Wow.
Yeah, I know you know Lenny Williams. I know y'all got to know. Come on now.
I heard of him. I heard of
Lenny Williams. Come on.
I heard, but it's not the one I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about? Practice what you preach. Practice what you preach.
Barry White.
Yeah.
I know where you at.
Barry, man, you know how it is. The darker the cherry, the sweeter the berry. You know what I'm talking about. Wow.
He had that D voice.
He did. He his voice was so deep, man. You drilled oil. He was something else. And that's another one that the women just, wow. Barry White. Now, come on, Pat. You know who Barry White is, right? Pat? Okay, you're still in Lutherville. See, it did work on you. She's in Luther Heaven right now. Can't fool me. Going back to here we go. So it's a lawsuit, bottom line. So do you think this girl should file a lawsuit? Chelsea told the New York Post, now she went to the news, and that she filed a lawsuit against the state of Connecticut claiming that her losses to a transgender athlete resulted in missed scholarship opportunities because prospective college didn't see her as a winner. She may have something there. The college is going to take the top people. But I think she's a little whiner because the college knows that it is a transgender. So they're going to take that in account. So it's not like she won on her own merit, bitch. It's that they know she's a transgender, and you didn't get to college because of your attitude, yeah. And you want to sue the state, you want to sue the school, you want to sue the transgender because you didn't win. Maybe you're not good enough. And I don't know, this person, does it come off as a whiner, or does this come off that she has a legitimate complaint? It says, she said when college looked at her, they didn't see a winner. They saw second or third place. Mitchell, well, you got third place, meaning you're not even good enough for second place. She says, I was a first place finisher, and I think that's really hurt me. It's worth nothing that Mitchell did indeed receive a scholarship. She did get a scholarship from William & Mary when she ran, completed for 2 years before transferring to Belmont last year. So she did get the scholarship. Additionally, track scholarships are awarded based on times and individual performance, not on athlete's place or particular thing. That's right. That's right. Not because you placed first, second, or third. It's awarded an individual performance. There you go, bitch. Now, does she have the legitimate complaint or does she not?
No.
It got into her head. Is this any reason to go after transgender because this little whiny baby did not place first place? What do you say? And I think this is a little video right here. It's only a minute. I think this is on trans. Give me a minute. Here we go.
When we're talking about the science in this, there's still nothing out there that overarchingly says that testosterone is the overarching effect when we're having these conversations. There's already research out there to state that.
I'm sorry, I can't understand English people. Do you ever hear these people with a really heavy British accent? I can't understand them. I can't understand them. They speak Cockney. Oh, way too many they start speaking Cockney. It just drives me crazy. I know they're speaking English, but I can't understand them, bloke. I don't know, mate.
It's Charlie Brown.
Exactly. And then they look at you like you're supposed to. They look at you like, you understand? Okay, yeah. What the fuck did he just say? Yeah, eh?
You got anything out of Monty Python, eh?
I did. I really did. The Holy Grail, I saw it 6 times. I like it when they say, run away, run away. It was funny.
Yeah. Did you see the meaning of life?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh,
you've
got to see the meaning of life, Brian. It is the funniest thing. The restaurant scene is beyond words.
They were really good.
It is.
They were.
It
I should
is.
Watch
I'm not
that.
Even going to tell you. You've got to watch it one night when you're high.
I'm going to smoke some weed just to watch it for you. I'm doing this for Pat. Leave me alone.
Meaning of life. Yeah.
Meaning of life. I'm going to do it. Leave me alone. I'm smoking weed. I got 2 minutes left, 1 minute on the radio, and believe it or not, 3 hours go by fast. Here we go. So that's what I did. So that's why she's suing. She's suing that she didn't get a scholarship, but she did get a scholarship. Is she just a whiny bitch, or does she? And that was the end of the story. Or is it she has a legitimate complaint? She has a legitimate complaint.
I think it's both.
You think she has a legitimate complaint? Okay.
No, I think it's both.
Hmm.
I think she's being whiny.
She is being whiny.
But I think there is a legitimate reason. I think
it could
it's
be.
Not fair. I don't think
That's
it's
true.
Fair.
That's
they
true.
They should have transgender sports and normal
there's
sports.
There's not enough of them to have that. And I don't
there
think I would
be.
Watch it. But I don't think I would watch it. It would be, I don't know. I would take a survey. Pastor Don Jr., CEO, would you watch transgender sports? I don't know.
No, sir,
if I
do not agree at all. No, sir. I'm totally against it. If you was born a man, that's what God made you. You got to be a
right.
man. You can't be
right.
a woman and then join the man's league and say, I'm really a man. But you
right.
transform into something else. That I watched Transformers in 1986. Not 2000, where now was 1986. G.I. Joe, all that. You can't. If they switch, I don't want to meet somebody and say, I'm going to give you $5,000. But then when they come, they're going to be like, oh, no, I only meant $5. That's a bad deal.
Yeah.
And that's what I
agree.
Come on.
I agree. It's a bad deal. Well, it's that time again. It's time for us to go. I want to thank our celebrity guest, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Thank you very much, sir, for coming in the studio. And take me back to the time of the base when both of us were pimp walking down the street. I want to thank you, sir. I want to thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you for the scrap, man.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you so much for coming in. You're a lot of fun. Thank you. And I want to thank the great world psychic, Pat. Pat
yeah,
is
when
the
are you on
psychic.
Again, Brian?
I am on again tomorrow. I'm on again
are you
tomorrow.
Sure?
I am sure. I've been going to the dentist, and I got a little cold, but my mouth is fine. I'm ready to spit the talk. I'll be on tomorrow at 7 a.m. Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
The world-famous Pat Oberlin, she's so famous, she's so psychic, that even God says, hey, what's going on next? What should I make? And Pat had to tell
you
the
know,
Lord.
I was going to read Ellen, but we didn't have time.
We didn't have time, but she'll be back. I want to thank Ellen for coming in, who used to be the executive producer of Brian Hammer Jackson. So she has moved on, and she moved on to bigger, better things. She is now, you can see her appearing at Walmart in the plant section. Say hey.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Hey, that's steady paycheck, my friend. It's okay. It's okay. Wow.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just like, I can't believe it's reality. That's one thing
sure.
about the Brian Hammer Jackson show, everything you say might be off the cuff, but it's real. When you
it's real.
Like, you wasn't lying.
Yeah, no. I will blow your brain.
I'm all my people
I'm lying. I have a governor on the show. He used to come on the show a lot. He was running for office. I said, you want me to help you, governor? He goes, no, Brian, I'm fine. I'm fine. I said, you sure? No, I'm fine. And let's just stay away from me as far as you can until I get elected. Okay, sir, thank you. And I know where my place is. I want to thank, okay, and the five other people were very quiet, the 111s. I know that one of them probably was Mr. Solution. I want to thank you for coming in and supporting the show. And I think that's it. And I want to thank Laverne for listening. I want to thank you guys for the support. It keeps me on the air. It really does. And I know you guys are waiting for the music performances, and it's coming. I'm editing as we speak. Thank you so much, guys. As long as you guys care, I will be around. When you don't care no more, I'll be out of here. And it's like we always say in the beginning when we started. Well, we said it in the beginning when we started the show way back 11 years ago. Without you, there's no us. You get it? U.S. equals us. So without the you, there is no us. So thank you for making us complete. All right, everybody. Goodbye, everybody. Enjoy Luther. Enjoy Teddy. Enjoy Curtis. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Just be fine.